93 FM, 106.7, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you feel the love?
Let's give it up for a man among men, a friend among friends, a guy who never lets us down.
Mike.
You're our hero.
Thank you. I really don't, do I?
You never,
I never
do.
I never really let you guys down. Thank you.
You never
thank you. I brought joy in both ways today.
Every
yes.
Way.
And I suppose it was the right move to make because I know I would have caught it big time either way. Today, we're talking, of course, about Rob Spiewak's birthday.
Of course.
Yeah, today is Rob's birthday.
Happy birthday, Rob.
I knew that.
And he's dropped like 1,000 hints,
yep,
both off the air and on the air, mm-hmm, the most recent one being yesterday at this time.
Yes.
Right at the very beginning of the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And,
yeah, and a little old me. Little me, old Ed Hurley.
Now,
yeah, little old me, forgot again.
What yesterday happened after that?
Buzz came walking in. You were running a little late today because of traffic,
yes,
and Buzz came walking in and Buzz had a big card for Rob with Rob's name on it. As soon as I saw that card, I went, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. And I realized that, as I have, what, hundreds of times? Hundreds of times. I have thousands, millions. Let's go for it. Let's go millions.
Billions.
Billions of times. Yes, it was me, Mr. Thoughtful, who once again forgot Rob's birthday.
So, Buzz, what was it like? Describe Mike, please.
They were filled with great joy in a way. Rob wasn't.
It was
Buzz
worth it.
Was. Rob wasn't.
It was. I think it was maybe a delayed response for Rob, but the beauty of it for both of us.
Rob had mixed emotions for obvious reasons,
sure,
which I completely understand.
But I have to tell you, and Rob and I discussed this later, in a way, we sort of enjoy not reminding you about our birthday. Because
it's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you.
In a way, we sort of enjoy the feeling that we all get when you forget.
Yeah, now, you know, and the thing is, Don pointed out to me walking down the hallway, though, there was a very clear and distinct reminder yesterday. Now, it wasn't the kind of reminder like, don't forget my birthday, but Rob dropped a hint yesterday, right?
Yeah.
You know, I even went back and forth on that.
Right.
You know what? That might be over the top.
But you knew that I'd need it.
Right.
And I got it, and I still didn't.
Buzz, what was it like when Mike walked in the room?
Beautiful.
And Buzz has given Rob the card, and Mike realizes,
I'm sitting in the room. I'm chatting with Rob. Rob comes in to tell me that you're running a little bit late.
Everybody's mm-hmm happy.
Buzz comes walking. Everybody's kind of, you know, chatting. Right. Rob and I are talking about his family.
Right.
And Buzz comes in, and Buzz doesn't miss a beat. And Buzz whips out a card. Doesn't say anything, right?
No, I do say. I say, happy birthday,
happy
Rob,
birthday.
And I hand him the card.
And
that is when all of the color washed out of your face.
That's when I looked at you, and I'm just, at the same time, I know how wonderfully thoughtful you are. You remember everybody's birthday. At the same time, it's like, you know, I shouldn't feel this way when I'm looking at Buzz, but my feeling is, okay, right in front of me, ass.
That's when I knew.
Goody two shoes, and Mr. Never Forgets Anybody's Birthday.
And then the color washed out of my face because I realized perhaps I'd chosen a bad time to give Rob his card.
But in a way, it was a good time because here's the most important thing.
There was the payoff.
There was time to get to an ATM machine.
Uh-huh. I told you there was.
And there was even time to get to an ATM machine and a Hallmark store.
Hey.
You did very well.
And you know what?
Thank you.
I wasn't out of breath when I got here.
No.
Which I thought would be a real chance, you know, with the traffic around here. I thought there'd be a chance of me being out of breath. But I actually browsed the cards. I didn't just walk in and go right to that naked card that I needed.
Telling the guys, I felt guilty because I sent Rob an email very early this morning, as I do most mornings, as I'm dressing.
Good morning.
Like 6:15.
Just dressing.
You say,
we're going to a charity do.
Turn on your camera.
This is terribly exciting news, Ross.
So anyway, I sent him a note first thing in the morning about the show, and at the very top of it, you know, it's your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I like saying it, that birthday.
Birthday.
B-I-R-F.
Birthday. Right.
Spoke to him on the phone, and both times thought, should I call Mike and remind him?
You've done that in the past.
And then I said to myself, well, there was a big reminder yesterday.
Yeah.
Then I thought, I almost called you about Regis talking about Big Pussy today.
Because Regis was definitely a Regis show where we could have chatted about it.
And I've got the tape. I've got the Regis talking about
it. It was a good Regis opening today.
Big Pussy tape.
And I was there in my underwear watching it.
But I thought if I call Mike to talk about Regis talking about the character on The Sopranos,
right,
Big Pussy, then I will probably feel obligated morally to say,
yeah,
oh, and you know it's Rob's birthday.
Right.
So I didn't, because I was kind of counting on the fact that
he'd forget.
That I'd forget.
So in a perverse way, yes, in an unplanned way, and
he'd,
I have to say,
all great joy.
This is not planned,
right.
But I'm not. I'm never ever going to do it intentionally. If I remember, no, I will remember. And I guess the fact that I bring you joy when I forget, it's mm-hmm. still. I know why. You know why I know why? Because it's so goddamn real. Because it's me. And it's me. And I'm not proud of that fact. I said that to you walking down the hallway. I'm not. I'm not proud of that at all.
We know you are. Don't worry about it.
I love it. And thank you.
You're welcome.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
Yeah.
I have such mixed emotions right now.
No, enjoy.
Don't worry about it.
This isn't just you guys. You can do a recon in my family and find out the same thing.
Yeah.
Like to say hi to Mary O'Mara. Hi, Mom. Sorry for all the forgets.
It's a party.
Here's a question. Have you ever forgotten your own birthday? The one that you make us do a big show for every year with performers and lights and signs.
What a cruel question that is.
No, I haven't.
No matter if my love...
It's the next one, isn't it?
Oh,
people
so
on the show?
Yes, it is.
I ain't going back till I'm finished with us.
Is Joe's? When's Joe's?
Doesn't matter.
Is it Joe's in between?
Hi, Mike.
Which is
I didn't forget.
We do not celebrate Joe's.
I got some special beer. How did you get it? Nothing.
Joe, you're
no, see Joe, now see Joe. Joe, you're wrong, though. You're wrong. See,
Joe,
if you were paying attention.
Mike did go to the ATM.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what?
So what?
Oh, God. Happy birthday, Rob.
Joe, that's official. That's payback, right? We're even now?
Even Steven,
that's it. I believe that, ladies and gentlemen, we just experienced closure. That is it.
Does that make your blood pressure go up?
I'm going to have to get some special meds after that lambasting.
And John's birthday is in May, I think May 4th.
Ah, so John's is before mine.
Yeah.
John.
I ain't going
Look at that beer. What's the name of it, Rob?
Old Scratch Flying Dog Amber Lager.
Wow.
I'll drink it.
Happy birthday, old Nazi.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
What can I say?
The guys will have the last laugh of them all by permanently blocking Powell's calls.
We never got this far.
No, we never listened to this part of the song.
Is there more?
Apparently not.
Of course not. That would be logical.
Maybe there's another verse.
This is the official anthem for the show. The guy in Sacramento made, yeah.
Dennis Murphy, Charlie M., and Homo Joe.
Charlie M.
It's a ballad, you see.
Say you're not listening if you don't know.
Oh, goddamn.
Who it was who said that Elvis is still dead.
Oh. I agree.
Told you had a fresh, brand new phone.
Doesn't rhyme.
100 reasons why we love those crazy guys.
Hey, that's you and me, Mike, those crazy guys.
Yeah, I love driving home. Yeah, I love driving home.
Here we go,
I love driving home with Don and Mike.
Open.
Foreigner. Communist.
Commie. You know, Rob, I'm with you.
A filthy red.
I'm with you based on that song.
A filthy red.
I lost my home with all them all.
Meet Don and Mike.
Don't need Paul Ron.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, I just wanted to let you know about the police chase going on in L.A.
What channel, my friend?
You're on it?
No, what channel?
It's on all of them. Fox, CNN, all
TV,
of them.
Robbie. Let's get it going.
It's a suspected kidnapper.
Okay.
Okay, you got it on, it's on CNN?
What's the city? It's L.A.?
L.A.
L.A.
And Robbie, could you bring
sometimes having that TV in here is quite convenient.
Bring the audio up as well.
Let's see what's going on here.
All right, good. Thank you for the tip, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Is it a good one? Anything good happening yet?
No, they just got them blocked in, pretty much.
They got them blocked in, so we might be having a resolution?
Oh, that'll be sad.
Yeah, I'd like to see when we get about 10 minutes of it.
There we go.
All right.
Hold on a second. What's the channel?
Oh, I don't want to watch snowboarding.
Fox News, 72 for
72.
Us.
Go to 72. 72. Make it happen. 72. There you go. Oh, we're missing Max Dugan returns.
Oh, there we are.
Oh, they've stopped the car already.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody getting out?
Police stand off. Police stand off with kidnapped suspect on Route 710.
The sheriff's department has brought in another armored vehicle here
Chef.
To try to box this
Jenny's
guy in
ruse.
And realize that he's not getting away.
The ambiguously, the sexually ambiguous Shepard Smith. Hey, listen, thank you for the tip, my friend. Freeway of any kind. Now look, see the guy on the phone?
He went back to the TV.
All right,
bye!
Bye.
That looks like an armored car that's nose-to-nose with a minivan.
Or something to try to bring this thing to a close at 10 minutes
I see the driver. He's got like a yellow cap on, baseball cap on.
Around Los Angeles.
And it's a SWAT truck in front of it.
Right. Really big time, like almost like a half track you would see in the military.
Long Beach, California police were in a chase with a kidnapped suspect.
Were.
Minivan.
Now they're just parked. It looks like the minivan has sustained damage to the front of it.
And what was that one more time in my ear?
Yes, Chef.
You can see up there on the top a man with
I love you, Shepard.
I'll put that in your ear.
We have a shot from KTTV.
I love you, Shepard.
Somebody gave him a wet willy.
That's from KTTV Fox.
What's that in my ear?
Is that in my ear?
Los Angeles, and they've
not
got the place very well surrounded. It doesn't appear, at least, that the guy's going to be going anywhere, but for the better part of the last
hour... Wouldn't you love to meet this guy, like, out at a bar somewhere? Just the way he sounds, you know.
Shepard Smith?
Yeah, I'm Shepard Smith. I'm going to have a vodka tonic, please.
California, as it's known.
Something tells me he might have a more girly drink.
Yeah. In Alabama...
I would like a squirrel.
I like grasshopper, please.
An apple teeny. Can I have a Randy Alexander, if you don't mind?
Three suspects arrested today. All three arrested in connection with...
Well,
they're off of it.
They went away from it.
I don't think that was a good news decision.
That was not the best chase I ever saw.
Not well. I thank the guy for calling, though, telling us about it. Now, let's see. What
Jenny's Roots.
Oh, here we go. Regis Philbin from this morning.
Yes, please.
Great, great Regis. Now, here's the setup. They're talking about Regis has gone to the premiere of the first two episodes of The Sopranos.
And he's like the worst guy you want to give an advanced screening to.
He's already
truly is, because he's just a feeb.
He's already blurted out that somebody dies at the end of the first one that you won't believe. I mean, like the stuff
he's done exactly what David Chase asked them not to do.
I'm sure.
You know, he's like,
I was there, and boy, wow, yeah.
The end?
Yes.
Bathroom.
Well, see, major players, right at the very end, is going to get killed.
Yeah.
And
thanks, Reed.
At some point, the producer, Gelman, his lover, holds up a sign or something that says Big Pussy, you know, the character Big Pussy, mm-hmm. and he's not on the show anymore.
Right.
And anyway, here's Regis from this morning.
Regis' response to that. Yeah, Big Pussy vanished from the cast a couple of years ago,
seasons ago, yes.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second.
Turned into a talking fish.
I love that, yeah.
Did you take that tape?
No, you have it. It's under the mic part.
It's under the mic.
Mike O'Mara
part. Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you. Here it is. Regis Philbin.
I didn't say Big Pussy, Gelman. All right, sit up. All of a sudden, Gelman wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't say Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy?
Those housewives.
I don't think so. I didn't see Big Pussy, no.
Well, then don't ask me if I saw him.
That's wonderful. You know, that is the magic of live television.
I love the middle.
I know.
Did you see Big Pussy?
Mm-hmm. And Gelman's over there with his shirt undone.
How are you?
That's great.
We went to a screening.
I didn't see Big Pussy, Gelman. All right, sit up. All of a sudden, Gelman wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't see Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy?
I don't know.
Every day.
right to his left.
Well, then don't ask me if I saw him. There you are.
Okay.
The Regis and Gelman show.
It's a all good right. show.
Also, let's see. Oh, I'll wait to tell you about the awkward moment with the program director who just does not know when to quit. One more tape, though. This is from last night?
I think Monday night.
Okay, the other night. One of these D-bags that is surrounding us on this station with the political talk show.
Yes. Oh,
Jay Severin.
Yeah.
Right?
A psycho.
Another one of these worthless, I love George Bush, let's kill everybody,
just
guys.
Weird, too. I mean, very, very scary.
Funny, strange, odd.
Rob says someone calls and drops name mm-hmm. during the show.
Huh.
My name, Mike's name, everybody's
name?
My name. Here we go.
Jay Severin, 877-JAY-2288.
From the land of Mary is Laura. Welcome.
Do you ever give out prizes?
Other than the wisdom and wit that I dispense for free every evening?
Yeah.
Laura, if I had one, I'd be happy to give it to you. No, I don't generally dispense prizes.
And do you ever associate yourself with Don Geronimo?
I'm sorry, I don't know who that is.
So I
guess the answer is no.
He is the guy that runs the station that you are out of in Washington, D.C.
Runs it.
Oh, well, then I guess, Laura, the answer is no. The gift that I receive every night is your attention. The gift I dispense is my wit and wisdom.
Yeah, you said that.
J7877JAY2288.
Yeah, I'm his boss.
Playing dumb, too. Playing dumb. Yeah.
If I was his boss.
He knows exactly the station, the show that precedes him. He knows exactly who Don is.
If I was his boss, he I wouldn't be his boss because he wouldn't be here.
Exactly. That's the way it would go. That's an interesting technique. You know, he handled it. He covered his bases that way.
I'm sure he's honest about everything else.
Yeah, of course. You know he's honest right there.
All those guys are.
I don't know. We refer to that as the Don Imus strategy.
You know what it is?
Don and Mike, I don't know if they're on or not. Oh, yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, Renee. Yeah. This is Renee out in California.
Hi, Renee. Listen, whatever you do, don't walk away.
I'm not.
Don't walk away, Renee.
I have a birthday wish for Rob.
Can you speak a little higher, please?
My daughter wants to wish Rob a happy birthday. Today is her 1-year birthday.
Oh, Rob loves children.
God, that means that at least 17 more years of listening to that voice.
That's right. Actually, I have a cold. Allergies.
Normally, her voice is higher.
Just allergies.
Wow. Oh, Renee. Just walk away, Renee.
So your daughter wants to say happy birthday?
Well, she can't talk yet. She just
right. I was going to say that would be quite a prodigy.
This can't end well.
What do you do? Are you a homemaker?
Nope, I'm a medical biller.
Medical
biller.
She's a hooker.
Oh boy. Hey, you.
Rob
punk.
Doesn't like medical billers.
No, nor do I.
You know those. You know those people that you guys yell at when you get in an accident and they call and want the money.
No, I'm
one of those.
You're one of those people, or like those people, like if your wife happens to be killed in a car accident and they still call 8 months later asking to speak to her.
Hey, Renee, boy, did you pick the right show to call.
I know.
How about that? What a lucky break for you. But then again, you never really won any awards for being sensitive, did you?
No.
You know, okay, goodbye. Walk away, Renee.
Yeah.
Good night, guys.
What, Robbie?
What hunk of California
do you live in?
I don't think we even have to know, do we? Do we really have to ask?
No, I'm sure it was 916.
It's a great experiment because she's so excited that she has a job that brings pain to the afflicted. I'm a medical biller.
Walk away, Renee.
Run away.
Four tops.
She's the kind of person you see like on TV once in a while when the people like have their life savings chewed up because the guy has like a heart bypass or something like that.
You know, I don't know how many people out there have gone through what I went through with Frida, and I can laugh about it a little bit more now than I could months ago about how incredibly insensitive sometimes these corporations are dealing with the death of a loved one. Mm-hmm. It's ironic she said she works for one of those medical companies. This is not medical related, but this is how stupid still companies are.
8 months after Frieda passed away, there was some credit card that Bart had to use down at college. And it was just a credit card with a small amount on it that Frieda had taken out in his name. And I guess he went to use it and something happened with it. And anyway, it gets bounced back to me because these are the things that I handle now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I call the company and I say, hi, listen, you know, I tell them the story that my wife passed away in a car accident and she was the primary, you know, person on this account. Mm-hmm. And once they go through all of this crap and they finally figure out everything, and I mean, at one point, like, they're telling me that I'm going to have to get forms that are signed by Frieda,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm trying to cling to, you know, saying again, no. She's gone. You know, I just want to change to my name. I want my kid to be able to buy books or whatever he needs on this mm-hmm. credit card. They call up and they say, everything is great. We're sending you an overnight DHL package that has all of the cards. Everything's been changed over to your name. Thank you very much. I say fantastic.
Yeah.
I get the package today. I open it up. There is one card inside.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
I swear on Frieda's grave.
Name
well,
on the card?
The only name on the card is Frieda.
Of course.
And the account is still in Frieda's name.
Unbelievable.
They just redid.
They just don't get it.
They redid the whole thing. Now, I don't know.
Don't you find if they're stupid at the beginning, they're going to be stupid at the end, too?
Now, this could be on me, you know, because I'm a dumb guy and I'm not generally the best with details. It might be on me, but then again, you know, consider the problems I've had recently with Mr. Smith and Mr. Barney.
History has shown they don't check their records.
Smith Barney is another company that I guess, you know, has a bunch of my money.
Mm-hmm.
And
it occurs to me, and I have problems with insurance companies, and that seems to be the companies that send you the most paper are the companies that are going to screw up the most.
Probably.
That's been my experience. And that goes right down from government through many different companies.
This is not medical stuff even. This is a credit card. And like this Smith-Barney thing, this is something to do with like with the IRA and
investments.
But don't you find that those
crap like that,
investment people like that, that they generate more paper than any other company?
For instance, I got this stuff, in the mail over the weekend. So I'm on the phone with these people. My first time, wading into this, and I've got a guy that can do this, but I want to learn some of it myself.
Right.
And I say, here's my problem. I'm saying to the guy, I don't know if it was either Smith or Barney.
One of them.
I'm saying, here's my problem. You've sent me seven different statements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of them says to the estate of Frieda Wright Source. I understand that, and it says, I'm the custodian.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Clear.
You have sent two others, though, to Frieda.
Wow.
Now, on one hand, and the guy said, yes, that's correct. That's what we've done. I said,
probably.
No,
he said.
Wait a minute. No, that's exactly what he said. I said, I got seven of these things. He said, that's right. I said, on one hand, you realize that my wife has passed away because you see the one where it says the estate of and that I'm the
right.
Yes. I said, so tell me, how is it that you can still be sending statements for her account when on one hand you're sending a statement that says the account that she's passed away? And the guy said, there's a reason for that.
Ah, okay. As he's thinking of it?
Yeah.
As he's constructing it?
That reason was...
Yeah.
You know what that reason was?
What?
That reason was this. Can I put you on hold
yeah.
for just a moment?
Uh-huh.
There's a reason for that. I'm going to make it up and call you back.
Thank you.
Bye.
I mean, but, yeah. You know, what are the odds? And as it turns out, so I get this thing today, and it's got the one credit card in it,
yeah.
Frieda's name.
Yeah.
And I'm really ballistic, so I call them up, and I say, hey, listen, not cool. You know, this is just not right. And like 2 seconds later, after they said, well, we don't know what happened. 2 seconds later, the second truck comes up, and there's a card for me and a card for Bart.
Oh.
So they just sent them under different packages.
How weird.
Although they both came to my name.
This may not be over.
No, I think not. I think not.
You may get two
states. But I think that...
Well, somewhere in heaven, Frieda's got a credit card. you know, that's got her name on it that she can still charge on?
There are, you know, there's a school of thought that thinks of the afterlife in that way, that thinks that you're up there. I read it just the other day. I forgot where I read it, but it was just somebody's interpretation of it, that somebody who apparently has seen the other side, talking about the fact that you're up there, you're smoking cigars, you're in one section. I'm trying to think of it. In Hustler, that's where I read it.
Oh, that's right.
In Hustler magazine. It was some movie that's coming out.
Oh,
I don't know. I wish I could retain what I read, but I'm not a thoughtful guy.
It's your birthday.
It is.
How old are you?
35.
You're 35?
Wow. Can you believe it?
Wow. 35. I remember when you were 25.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago.
I got fired by this company on my 35th birthday.
Did you really?
I did, but I'm back.
Right. Aha.
This is John.
John?
Hello.
Why don't you bring in Robbie's cake?
Okay.
Very good. Cake. We got a cake today.
Before we start the show, we'll bring the big hater cake in.
Cake. Is it a big cake?
It's a big cake.
Buttercream frosting?
It's cake.
White icing?
Of course.
It's cake, and this third K is with a K as well.
Cake.
So white icing. It's like the band cake.
White icing and white cake.
Yeah. Sheet cake.
Sheet cake.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, as it turns out. As it turns out.
Have a seat, Robbie.
Have a seat, Rob.
Wow.
Enjoy your cake.
Surprise
to you. Man, look at those. Those are spitting shoes you got on there.
Look who brought the cake.
Now, ma'am, may we ask your name?
Mercedes.
Oh, we've had Mercedes in here before.
Yes, fantastic.
Hi, Mercedes. Hi there. Nice
to
see you again.
Did you get a look at Mercedes' wonderful shoes that she's got on?
I did not, Mike.
Take a look at those.
Wow.
And look at her flexibility. Isn't that incredible?
Those are some shoes.
Wow.
Now,
how are you today, Mercedes?
Good, how are you?
Everything going well?
Yes.
Good.
Wonderful. Now, you know it's Rob's birthday.
Yes.
And do we really have a cake for him, really?
It's German chocolate, right?
Oh, see, we do have a cake for you as well. Mm-hmm. Now, as you know, Rob is married, and I guess you're under the rules that I was under as well.
Yes.
But what I really enjoy about Rob is that when it comes to sex and sexuality, he's highly uncomfortable.
There's a level of discomfort.
You wouldn't believe I have two kids.
No, I mean, really. I mean, like, Rob doesn't even, like, talk about, like, nailing, like, movie star chicks or anything.
No.
He'd much rather talk about, you know, the island of Dr. Moreau, you know, something
that is
like that.
Sexy, though.
I'm so, on this one now,
Doc. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
He's over there now.
We're here now. There we are.
I got you.
All right.
All right, so what we'd like you to do is put on the show for Rob.
Uh-huh.
Put on the birthday show for Rob. And make him feel as awkward as you can without getting him in trouble with his wife.
There you go.
You think you're up for that challenge, Mercedes?
Absolutely. Very good. No problem.
It's a good guideline.
He seems to have some whipped cream on it.
And, of course, we want to thank Mercedes coming in from Amazing Entertainment, amazingentertainment.com, for all your adult entertainment needs. It's Amazing Entertainment.
That's right.
Reminds me of how I met Carrie.
Now, Mercedes, are you going to walk us through what you're going to be doing with Rob today?
I'm going to give him a stripper sundae.
A stripper sundae, and I believe, yes.
No, oh, there is. Isn't that nice?
Careless.
Isn't that nice?
Look what happened.
Isn't that nice?
The whole thing.
That would be...
There's an outside shot. We might have somebody naked in here.
Nakedity. No, she's 100% naked already.
Yeah.
Okay, how about that?
Okay, please.
There you go.
Right, she's going to need the chair.
She's right. Not shy.
Well, apparently not.
You're Rob.
Yes.
God bless her.
Listen to the rules.
Okay.
Oh, whipped cream number one.
Can we get some mic? So we need to get the microphone down there. Now what she's doing it.
Don't reach.
You're going to lick, and then you're going to eat the strawberry.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yes, really.
How about that?
We surprised you, Rob.
And me, lactose intolerant.
We surprised you.
No.
Surprised. He is scratching his cheek like this, nervously with his index finger.
You know, this is where Rob has to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
As a man, as a husband, as a father, as a producer, as a performer.
As a performer, and you know what? The last one, perhaps the most important.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
As a performer. Rob, what does it fall under that wonderful umbrella we've referred to for years, known as for the good of the show?
Now, right. I will tell you that, in all fairness, that if Frida was alive, there is no way that I would be allowed to suck whipped cream off
anybody's
a girl,
body.
Off a girl.
Now the interesting thing here is
spouts.
You have now put added pressure on Rob with that statement.
But having said that as well, which she hated.
Yes.
The one thing that I know Frida admired about me the most was the fact that even when things would go bad between us, It would always be, I'd always say, for the show.
That's right.
Well, you know, you're only 35 once.
Yeah, this is true. You're not going to see 35 again.
And, she admired that about me.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And, you know, that whipped cream only has a certain shelf life before
anywhere,
it starts to melt.
Are you
going
to
do it?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Do we have any background music
enough
for
talking.
This? We need music for this.
No, we don't
have any music?
No.
All right, we're just going to hear this
this
now.
Should be. Hold on, can we?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
You're not done.
The strawberry.
The strawberry is by the daisy.
Let's get the strawberry.
Let's get the strawberry then.
How about Rob?
He's the man.
Rob? Oh my God.
Way to go. Way to go. Good job, Robbie.
Gross.
That strawberry. What do you mean gross?
Not because of Mercedes, because like it's Rob really doing it.
Trust me, nothing gross about that.
Oh, fantastic.
No, not from her standpoint.
No, not at all. How did he do, Mercedes?
He did good.
He did good. Very good. Wonderful job.
How about you?
Wow. Is the phone ringing?
Yeah, can I have this for
you? Yeah, the phone's ringing.
It's Carrie's sister.
There you go, Tiger.
Hello? Yes, Michelle.
Uh-oh.
Thanks. You're not listening to the show, are you? No, okay, good. I got to go because I'm at work.
Dodged a bullet there.
Bye-bye.
For sure. Yeah.
She's out of town.
Oh.
How is my wife's sister.
Oh, who's out of town? Not your wife.
No, Michelle is out of town.
She's out of town.
Wow.
Hey, Mercedes, what can I say that you were great?
A little cold in here, Mercedes. Is it a little cold for you in here?
Yeah,
just a wee bit.
A little cold. Just a little.
You're a beautiful woman.
Thank you.
And,
tremendous flexibility. Do you practice yoga or anything like that? Do you work out or anything like that? No, you just it's just God's giving you this body.
What she did was she took the whipped cream and put it where milk comes out, and well, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
And then
more whipped cream where
down
where you know it's in Daisy Town.
Yes, and then there was a strawberry that I think was.
Right by the daisy.
And Rob went right down there and ate that strawberry.
Unbelievable muscle control.
Still lightheaded.
What a guy. You know what? I would have been the biggest loser in the world.
Really?
If you bet that he wasn't going to do it? You were going to say he wouldn't do it.
I told everybody that the great part of this was going to be, because we could have either gotten you a homo. You know, guy to come in here and dance for you.
Please. No need for that.
Well, you know what? Rob's so uptight about sexuality and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We just get a nice, pretty girl in here naked, and we'll just watch him fidget for a while.
And you know what? Look at that. He dove right in.
She's all over him.
You know, I believe that, Buzz, you may have been replaced as the show stud today.
If it's for Rob, I'm all for it.
I mean, look at this. He's a man.
He stepped up.
Incredible.
My wife is making dinner. Perhaps you'd like to come by the house later.
That could be arranged.
Yeah, I'd like that.
It was for the show. Have you seen Mr. Burbank? Or he always likes to see the ladies
Mercedes,
when they
I
come
again,
by.
Mercedes.
Is there a chance you could go over and give Buzz a little hug in his studio? Is there a chance he'd like that?
All right. Thank you very much, Mercedes.
Thank you very much, Mercedes.
Thank you, Mercedes.
She's taking her stuff. Thank you, Mercedes.
From amazing entertainment.
Thank you. Lovely tattoo. Oh, we didn't see the tattoo. Is it all butterflies on the back?
No, it's
an orchid. Oh, an orchid. It's lovely. Yeah. Just wanted
you know,
to
what's amazing
there.
Is you, Tiger.
Wow.
You're amazing, Tiger.
I'd love to surprise. May I have a piece of cake?
Yes.
No. Are we going to have this show, too? It is your 30th. For old time's sake.
Sure.
Rob's going to have a big...
Happy birthday, Rob.
Buzz is getting his...
Rob's eating his cake.
With his
happy
hands.
Birthday. He had his first cake piece of cake.
This is the best birthday ever.
Very good.
Rob's eating his German chocolate cake with his hands.
How is the cake? Is it moist?
Oh, this is the best cake I've ever had.
There you go.
Now everybody gets a piece.
Wow.
Everybody has a piece.
You're a good man. I'm giving him a round of applause today.
For the show.
Too.
Wow. What a job.
This is my birthday.
What a job.
Birthday.
Lord Joe.
Wow.
Wow. That's something. That's the most quiet nude that we've ever had.
Yes, someone done gave you some testosterone before the show today.
You get
you
get a little autograph picture?
I did.
He got the chocolate cake hanging out of his mouth.
Go talk to the lady.
There he goes.
This is a very important day on the show. Rob has taken a new step. He is naked. He's taking a big step.
I agree.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Boy, oh boy.
I thought he was imprisoned by the same rules.
Me too.
Yeah. Boy.
Doesn't look
you know, good. I'm imprisoned by those rules, and I'm not even married. I've only had a girlfriend for 2.5 years. I wouldn't do what he
I
did.
Was so pussy with one time. Frida made me wear a blindfold one time during one of our, I think it was Trick or Teat.
Mm-hmm.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, Trick or Teat.
I remember that day.
We may have to do some explaining later, but once again, you know, it's...
Sure.
One time.
You know, I think I can speak with great authority. I was the closest one to you. It was completely innocent.
Yeah. That's right. I didn't enjoy it.
He simply did what he was told. Yes. One strawberry, one bite.
Just that's following all. Orders.
Don't forget the licking.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, don't forget that.
The suckling.
Yeah. There was a little bit of that. I saw some...
Oh, come on.
I saw some distinct pullage when the whipped cream was...
Both of those plates were clean. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, how are you? Happy birthday, Rob.
Hello there, hi.
This will be a good call. Watch this.
You guys were so lame. You had a stripper there, had the opportunity of a lifetime, and all she did was the whipped cream with the strawberry. You couldn't do better than that.
Are you also a stripper?
No.
Would you like to be?
Don't they all mind?
And I am.
On some level, don't they all want to be?
You know, we're really out of our league here, Dom. Would you like to speak to our newsman, Buzz Burbank?
I hear he's quite a...
He's right here. Would you like to speak with him?
Quite a what?
Hi.
And it's Bud, huh? Isn't that what you guys are always talking about?
Say hi to Buzz.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi.
He screws like a carpenter.
He does. It's a sexual animal.
I was just disappointed. You guys had such an opportunity.
You wanted more.
You were disappointed,
yeah.
What?
I think she wanted more stripper on Married Man Love.
You were disappointed, what, that Rob didn't have intercourse with her?
No, you don't have to go that far. But, no. He's timid or whatever around women.
You have to understand. This is, now, hold on a second. This is a major step for Rob.
Yeah.
Rob would not have done any of that. We had a rule... for a long time, where we don't have contact, where we bring in other guys that will get the lap dance.
Don't mock Rob, because I'm telling you, when Frida was alive, I was kept under the most stringent of pussy with rules. I mean, like the one, like I say, with the blindfold the one time, and God, I mean, to touch, never.
No.
Never. And to do it.
And as soon as you went along with that, I went along with that, and my marriage still blew up.
Yeah, I hope you've learned your lesson.
But that's the reason it blew up.
If we look over the checkered past, if we look over the checkered past of the show, I'm still in second place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Buzz will always be the clear. Something was done to Buzz.
Oh, lots of things.
Actually, Wendell would be the leader. Would be the winner.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
No, here's the thing.
Of those who haven't perished, though.
Here's what you have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say it's with the new standards.
Just careful, please.
Okay. We had our chief engineer, mm-hmm. when we were out in Reno, mm-hmm. was having an act performed on him in the studio while we were doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
Not too gay.
That was a little
too much. Because we were so horrified by that, we made him stop immediately.
Yeah, it was only for a moment.
It was just a fleeting moment because the lady that was involved was so quick.
On a birthday show,
mm-hmm.
Buzz put an apparatus on...
his face.
Well, I was asked to.
That went around mm-hmm. and had a thing that came out of his chin.
Mm-hmm. It was almost like a Jay Leno outfit.
Yes.
And then
prosthetic, if you will.
And then Buzz He
explored the inner loop and the outer loop.
Yeah.
And he just laid there.
It was a bad place. I mean, it was a very bad...
Simply did what I was told.
Bad tunnel.
I miss those days.
I'm nothing if not cooperative. What would you have liked... What trick would you have liked to seen Rob engage in, ma'am?
Well, you should have had, like, a lap dance.
Lap dance?
Yeah. And some music going on. It was just boring.
You know, really, as far as lap dances go, what was done in here was a little more significant than a lap dance. Yeah. It was brief.
Mm-hmm.
It was quick.
Let's be honest.
You know, you can get a lap dance and not have what happened to Rob.
You can't, and you can't eat the strawberry from right by the daisy with a lap dance.
And as I said, I think Rob probably did better than a lap dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, although it was brief.
Maybe he should have been more descriptive then.
Have you got?
Well, see, we can't be descriptive because of the FCC.
Have you gotten a lap dance, ma'am?
I have, actually.
Are you a lesbian?
I've been to the Hangar Club a couple times.
Okay, so you go for male lap dances?
Beefcake.
Well, yeah. The
Hangar Club.
Let me say, I think that Rob came pretty close to getting laid.
Absolutely.
I mean, certainly closer to getting laid than a regular...
Then I will tonight.
than a regular birthday greeting, okay?
But that, you know, I just like the, I like the idea that this woman is frustrated. I enjoy that. I enjoy that she wanted more. Why did you want more?
Well, you know, I guess I'm actually thinking about my husband. I know he enjoyed to watch a lot or hear a lot more. You know,
I just
so I'm thinking of the other four men out there.
Here I was thinking this was going to be an erotic call, and it's actually more just a whiner.
I think I know what it is.
A woman doesn't do it for me, quite frankly. But
yeah, that's why you called to bitch about it.
She wants me.
That's right.
She wants me.
That's exactly what it is.
Clearly. And I'll be at the Hangar Club next Thursday.
Are you going to wear the cowboy outfit?
I'll do my entire cabaret act.
And it is cabaret.
You chaps.
The chaps.
You assless chaps.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Rob comes out on that little rocking horse.
Mm, and I close as Judy Garland. No one expects it.
It's a great show.
Thank you, Mike.
It's really great.
How about you?
Isn't that incredible? That's not what you expected.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, I was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Were you?
I was flabbergasted at
Me
you.
Me too.
We're surprised and yet proud. I look at this as a return to a good day of the show.
Mm-hmm.
we brought something back that we used to do a lot, and we've gotten away from it.
Yes.
It's nice to see that come back, and, you know, who knows, as time passes.
A watershed moment.
Maybe we can work our way back to...
That's not water.
The golden age, as I like to call it, Don.
Mike, I don't
do that.
I don't go there. You know.
We've never had that in the studio.
Yeah, only in real life.
Only in the dressing room.
prior to showtime.
Right.
Golden time.
It's a special time. Buzz Burbank act will never be.
As David Bowie sang, golden years.
Duplicated. I remember ping pong balls. Too.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And bananas.
Yeah, bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Shooting bananas.
Mm-hmm. Distance.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Was that the guy on the phone whistling? Or?
No, that was me doing the banana.
What? Hello?
Do it again. Or not.
Okay.
Bye!
That was fun.
Go.
I don't understand people sometimes. Here we are having a really nice moment, and somebody has to call with that sound.
That ruined my birthday.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
How's your chocolate cake?
Dry.
Is it dry?
Yeah. Nice, though.
You need a big glass of
that was
milk
the other.
To wash that.
That was the other. I bet the other wasn't dry.
Not dry at all.
Not
no.
dry.
No.
Nice and moist.
Yeah.
Two desserts in one day. Some strawberry shortcake.
Yes.
And some chocolate pie. I mean cake.
Pie cake.
You're going to have to buy like an atomizer jug of Listerine before you get home tonight.
I know. You need some dental rinse, something.
Did the strawberry taste perfumey?
It did.
Perhaps it was strawberry perfume.
I don't think so. I think it was something by Cody.
We should have had AC/DC playing in the background.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, just wanted to tell you that... The Rob Cabaret Act would probably be better with Shirley Temple with the curls rather than Judy Garland.
Okay.
Bye!
Thank you. No one wants to grasp on... Okay, I'll say it. No one wants to grasp on the significance of the fact that Rob, a happily married, pussy-whipped guy, just... I'll say it. Nailed this chick.
Thank you.
Right here. Just nailed her on the show.
It was hot. It was hot action. We haven't had hot action on this show for a long time.
And what oogied me about when I said gross, it was like watching Rob in a porno.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he
didn't seem to mind.
You know what I mean? I mean, I've seen all of you other guys.
Do you know what the strangest thing is?
By women and close to women. Uh-huh. Rob has always distanced himself.
Yeah. And today he was all over the woman. And strangely, I found it wonderful.
Thank you, Mike.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it.
Just brief.
Yep.
I don't know.
When's our next road trip?
All I know is when those legs went akimbo, and I just saw him go down on his hands and knees.
He did not hesitate. And he wasn't doing it like he was trying to get it over with. No.
That was like watching a hungry dog.
He committed to it.
Knew what he was doing.
Arr. Woof.
Wow.
Do you feel like it's long overdue a little bit?
God, did you get like some new balls for your birthday?
I haven't opened my presents yet.
Congratulations.
I haven't opened them yet.
That's a first.
It was fun.
It was great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Just, I feel like somebody just joined the club.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Welcome, Rob.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And not only has he joined the club, I mean, he's, at least I'll say it for myself, he's lapped me. if you'll pardon the pun.
There you are.
You know?
Yes. There was laughter.
I've not been allowed
to have any touching or suckling or eating of strawberries.
I've never done that.
Have I? No.
I mean, on the show?
I don't think you have.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, it's only, what, March? Lots of the year.
Yeah, yeah, but I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go there.
You should.
Huh?
You should.
Oh, no.
Is that a challenge?
How about this dynamic now? How about this dynamic now?
Is that a challenge?
If it is, yeah.
Yeah. See, Well, how long have you been in your current marriage?
Oh, it seems like years.
Well, it has been years.
October will be 10 years.
Ten years.
Yeah, I see. I'm not 2.5 years into mine.
Yeah, but add up all your marriages.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Deal.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to say on behalf of the Aryan Nation, wish Rob a happy birthday and let him know his membership fees are due.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks for tapping into the sexuality of the segment.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Klaus.
These are my followers.
Hello. For him, that was sexual.
On behalf of the Aryan Nation, I can't get by the hatred of the other people.
Thank you, Dieter.
Dieter Irwin calling in.
Hello. Dieter Irwin Rommel on line two. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How are you doing?
Ah, you magnificent bastard. We read your book.
Hey, Rob, was the stripper black?
What's happening? What?
Yeah, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm the...
Now, don't get frustrated with us. You were the one that
didn't know. No. I'm the dummy.
That's right.
Dive in. That's right.
And Rob was the birthday stud of the day.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Here comes the crickets.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling, Grandpa Hoggess.
Pussy government. All right, sit up. All of a sudden, Gilman wants to get into the mix.
Into the mix.
No, I didn't see Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy?
That's the one to isolate right there.
How about you, Rob? Just wondering. How about you?
I saw everything.
Happy 35th.
Yeah, happy birthday, Rob.
I agree. Happy birthday, Rob.
And if you could see this cake over here, Doug. Just look at the carnage. This is
from Rob's big, gigantic Rob King Kong hand.
Oh, the humanity.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Hello.
Hey, Don, you said that you were all pee-whipped when Frida was around, but now that she's gone, I mean, you know, next birthday.
Is that the second person that has really said birthday? It sounds to me like birthday.
Well, they're also busy thinking.
I think about it. Generally, we don't celebrate my birthdays on the show.
We observe them.
Yeah, but we don't celebrate them.
You know, well, technically, since that lady that you say she's not
your girlfriend, right?
You know, and there is really no one.
That's right.
You know, then it.
I could.
Bye.
Maybe some quiet time.
I could.
I think I might.
We'll see in September.
I could. Let's see what's going on. Bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it on. That's what I said.
That's what I said.
Bring just.
Are we all like, you know, I mean?
Bring a truck full of whores.
Do you know what right. Rob has done?
For my birthday.
What Rob has done now is, I think, fostered an atmosphere of competition now. Everybody's kind of. Yeah, Rob was kind of challenging. Buzz is kind of challenging. Mm-hmm. We're all getting a little competitive now.
You're
throwing down.
Kind of challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to save myself, I believe.
For the very special, most special hoe that comes in here.
That's right.
Just the best of all. Here she comes.
She's got to be the Jennifer Aniston of hoes. And who I'm saving myself for. The Rachel of hoes. I'm
trying to think who we used to have in here all the time. What the hell was her name? The blonde.
Susie.
The blonde that like wanted to be a Playboy bunny.
Buzz, there you are, Buzz.
Buzz's instantaneous computer deck Rolodex.
He'll have her pictures.
Shiloh.
Uh-huh. I'm sure Shiloh still looks fetching.
Yeah, I'm sure.
who wants money on that?
Well, Shiloh would still be a young woman. Why are you talking?
Not that much time has passed.
You have an interesting look on your face.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Was it that long ago?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering if you were saying that Mercedes was so flexible. I'm just wondering if that means that Mercedes bends.
What?
Bends, B-E-N-D-S. Not funny.
Right,
not
funny. Okay, I get jokes. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
I just wanted to tell Rob thanks for that segment because I really worked it.
And then I sat and really worked it.
I believe that is a distinct possibility, that that really did happen.
Hello, Don and my show. If that's the case with Rob, that's sick.
If only you knew.
Sitting at home working it.
I think it's beautiful.
Listen, Rob.
Sure.
Really a thing of beauty.
Rob and Mercedes.
Is that Rob doing that?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Right now, I look like I have Pinocchio in my pants, and Pinocchio just told a lie.
Oh, okay.
God. Bye!
That's the second man that's called that seems to be enjoying your performance.
What can I say?
Wow.
Cut your hand.
Have we, oh, no. Have we opened? We didn't even do,
no,
like, everybody's got a laughing place?
No.
All right, well, then let's break, and then we'll come back. We'll come back, and we can get this sexual tension rolling.
Uh-huh. It's thick in here right now because it's been a while. It's been a while since we've had that kind of moment on the show.
How about you?
Amen.
High five.
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
My man. You know, I added that because now I get to smell my hand.
It smells like chocolate.
Here I smell like, German chocolate cake.
Jawohl.
All right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday, you big egghead. And
but, Carrie, I don't want to sleep on the couch.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, Dave.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Plus more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Frank.
Well, I'm not on the air. I was amused to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go in and say, we are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show. Champion hot baggers, Don and Mike.
La, 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 la.
Play this because this doesn't really officially count. On our permanent record,
that's right.
No one will know that we're playing Undercover Angel by Alan O'Day because the song is not really part of the official show.
We haven't opened yet.
It's even a gay name, is it?
Hi, I'm Alan O'Day.
This is Alan O'Day. I said, what? I said, woo, 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 wee. I said, look at that Clay Aiken. All right.
Love me, love me, love me.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah. You mock, yet on some level, there's some part of your brain that's going... There was a time when the you liked that song.
You betcha. I'm not going to deny that.
We sang along.
That's why I was singing along to it.
Mm-hmm. Sure. It's what we call a guilty pleasure.
That's right.
Not like the thing you played yesterday, whatever that one was.
What was that?
I don't know.
What?
There was some green grass, some...
Oh, that's by Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Hey, come on. The only reason
that one I hate. That one I truly hate.
That was only played for Buzz's benefit.
Really? You love that one?
No.
Not so much.
Oh, hold on.
why was it played for your benefit?
I think the title.
Do you get jokes?
Oh, green grass.
You see.
On the windowsill or something like that?
Uh-huh. I'll drink to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can we get high?
Yeah. Back when
wait,
that...
wait a second.
What?
You a pothead, Burbank?
Back no. When that song came out,
I passed on grass.
In the 60s, a lot of stations wouldn't play it.
Because of its...
Because they thought it was about pot.
See, I really didn't know that. I could pretend that I did, I really did. I know there was a joke after the fact about Buzz, but it was just that song itself.
I'm not a big fan of Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
No.
Count Me In.
Right.
This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore.
Did you say you're not a fan?
Not really yet.
No.
I seem to know all
That's
the songs,
not your...
though.
The bubblegummy kind of stuff you play, like the your favorite group, the Grassroots, I find them very listenable. I don't find Gary Lewis. You know, another group I like is that Hyman Simons. I like that.
Uh-huh. All right, now they see there we part company.
I like the I'm Henry VIII. You never play that.
You're goddamn right.
How come you never play that, but you play all that other stuff?
Well, maybe in the next life you'll be on this side and I'll be on that side, and we'll be listening to Herman's Hermits coming out of the break.
No, not after 2007.
That's right.
I keep forgetting you're leaving in 2007.
Yeah, retirement comes early for me. Early taking early retirement. Well, the company's suggestion.
It's just, you know, it's just one of those times where you're just not cutting the mustard.
We're downsizing.
I hear you, Michael. You don't have to remind me twice. No problems here, sir.
Oh, and listen, about this place. When you were out running around today, hold on a second. Where's the phone thing? Celebrity alert. Maybe.
Hold on. We have a celebrity alert?
Not really. I'm being facetious. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My radio gods.
Hi there.
I am Alan O'Day's third cousin.
Well, I tell you, celebrity alert.
See, and I didn't slam Alan O'Day. I said I like that. I like that. It's an undercover angel.
Undercover, and also the one with Helen Reddy, Angie Baby.
Angie Baby.
Yeah, what, did he write that or what?
Because he wrote that song, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And how is Alan O'Day these days?
Well, I can't really say. I haven't talked to him since the 70s.
How is his brother, Danny?
And that guy's a dummy, Mike.
You know, there are a few people that'll get that joke out there.
Most of them in this room.
Goes way back.
Bye!
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Didn't you own a Danny O'Day dummy?
Yes, I did. That's the one where the head fell off.
My best friend in high school had a Danny O'Day dummy, too, that he performed with also.
Ventriloquist
dummy. That he performed with also.
listen, about this place. It's before the show today.
Okay.
And I get here a little late because of a traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice Mike's not here.
Right.
And his food's here, but he's not here.
Right.
And somebody says, Mike forgot Rob's birthday. He's out getting him a gift. Mm-hmm. So I walk into Rob's office, and in there is
Greg Gillespie.
Oh, boy.
The program director.
Trouble!
Okay.
Trouble!
Here's the thing. I walk in, and all I want to do is go into the little refrigerator in Rob's office and get out a can of soda pop.
Yeah, a beverage.
So I lean down, and I go, hi. And I make eye contact with Rob. Happy birthday. Sorry I'm late. I look at him, and I go, hey, what's happening? I go down into the refrigerator. It's one of those little tiny ones. Mm-hmm. And he says,
I got some feedback on the show yesterday.
I said, really? What's that? He said. Now, the whole time, I'm not making eye contact with him. I'm really not. I'm doing everything I can not to look at this guy.
Sure.
He says, he's one of these radio guys.
He just walked by. Is he pulling that stuff now? He's walking by the window.
He's one of these radio guys that just wants me to know he's important. Wants to drop the names. He says,
I was talking to a friend of mine in Las Vegas yesterday who was listening to the show. Turns out, it's a girl. She does middays at the Rock AC station. I used to consult out there, and Mike McVeigh works out there, and they heard me on the show and told me to say hello. So there you go. You're popular in Las Vegas.
And I said something to him it was this big, long, drawn-out, where somebody heard him, and then he's throwing guys' names out. And I said to him, my standard answer, I said, well, really, with what we've got in Las Vegas, that and 35 cents will get you a copy of the newspaper. And he said,
what do you mean?
I said, well, I got some low-power AM station where we have, the last time I checked, we got like a one share. I said, not that we're not thrilled with it, but it's not a huge, major, we're on AM.
Right.
He said, and right when he said, I just turned and walked out of the room. Now, the problem here
thinking at that point the conversation was over?
Yeah. Now, the problem here is that Rob's office is next to our office. And there is a third neutral observer. I know he's not here anymore. He's probably sleeping now. But CK, who's the producer for the Junkies, was there watching this.
I'm good.
And so was Jeff Hedges, the sales guy. Now, the program director, after we have this worthless, I'm the boss and I know important people in Las Vegas little conversation. And then, I try to disarm, by really deflecting and just saying, we don't have any ratings out there, and it's it's not really a big deal. I'm just wanted to get to my work. Mike's not here, Mike's here, but he's out, so I'm alone in the office. Hello? When Greg Gillespie comes in and says,
it's the all-new Greenspan show.
And right when he went,
about
Las Vegas, he said, about Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. At that moment, John Norman walks in and does a double take, and I say, like, he doesn't want to come in the room, right? And I say...
Showing good judgment.
Because he sees him sit there, and I go, and, you know, me, I'm looking for any port in a storm. I go, oh, John, come in. And John comes over, and he says, I got something you might want to read. And as he comes over by the desk, he says, but not in front of him. I said, okay, all right, thank you. Thank you very much. Uh-huh. So I take the papers, and as it turns out, it's something from some website. Some former employees are apparently running a blog about him.
Oh.
And somebody faxed us the, emailed us the link to the blog.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, I'm sitting there dying to read about this while he's just hanging around in the office.
Right.
And here's how you do it, Greg. Here's what you do. You just come down one day and you say, hey, listen, Don, I'm the program director and you're the disc jockey and you and Mike are the little engine that runs the radio station, and I'm glad to be in the same environment. I just want to stay out of your way and anything I can do to help would be great. But no, instead he's got to do this. He says,
I think we got a little more in common than you think.
That's scary.
I said, really?
What's that?
He said,
I feel like I'm listening to a scene from The Devil's Advocate.
Some night we should get out of here. And, you know, I like cigars and martinis. I went to a place called Clyde's last night over the Reston Town Center.
Right.
And had an Opus X cigar. Big one.
I said, really? Now he's in my wheelhouse.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now the guy is, the guy's speaking to me about cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I've got program director in my throat.
It's the allergy. It's the allergy to program director that we all suffer from. I'm waiting for the painting in the back of the room to start moving.
So hold on a second. You know, there's a couple of things you get into my wheelhouse about. I'm anal. I mean, I am absolutely, like Rob was, mm-hmm. I am just so anal.
Like anal.
When it comes to these cigars, uh-huh. I won't bore you with it, but they're my favorite cigars in the world. They're Fuente Opus X, right. Made by the Fuente Cigar Company, mm-hmm. out of the Dominican Republic. They're fantastic. I liked them before they were cool to like them.
Right.
Now, he says that he had one of these cigars last night at this restaurant, which is at a shopping center by where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I said, really? What kind of Opus X was it? And he said,
it was a big one.
And I said, okay, and he was holding his fingers about this, you know, about 6 inches apart. And I said, really? And he said,
it was a special one.
And right away now I'm thinking, a special one?
You perked up.
Now I happen to know a little bit about this. You know, I said, special one? Really? He said,
yeah, it's only released every 5 years or so at Christmas time.
And I'm thinking to myself, now I pride myself on being kind of an aficionado of all things Opus X, and
I would consider you more of a collector.
Yeah,
you have a collection.
I like that.
You've got an incredible collection.
I got a nice big humidor in my house, right. So I wanted to call him on it so bad, you know. But what it's like? I think it's what like a car dealer would do to somebody. You know, when you pull them, someone who doesn't know anything about cars, that you might pull them in and say, now listen, you know, I know you hear a lot, but I want to tell you, Suzuki is a name that really is synonymous with speed.
Right.
You're not going to hear this a lot.
Okay.
And I don't know, he may have gotten a real cigar, he may have gotten a fake cigar. All I know is that what I wanted to scream at him at was...
He's in your area that you like.
You're talking about a cigar that if you were to go into... a regular cigar shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's supply and demand. You can't buy these MFers.
Right.
You just can't buy them. Go to eBay. People spend ridiculous amounts of money on this cigar. So I'm willing to believe that maybe Clyde's, this steakhouse, this restaurant, had one or two of them in their little smoking area of the restaurant.
Or maybe somebody he was with gave him one.
Right.
Like that.
What I found hard to believe was this part about
Yeah, these are exclusive and reserved. That they only come out once every 5 years. I had that. I had a couple of martinis. And, whoa, I mean, you and I should just get away some night and just, you know, no radio. Just
And I said, yeah, that would be great. And then I went back to looking at trying to read the email about, you know, about the former employee. And at this point, people are still coming by the office.
Sure, as they
and
do.
As people come by, they notice him just standing there. And they walked, and they would continue to walk by. Now, this I know I am big to exaggerate on time.
So glad I forgot Rob's presence.
I'll give you the real timeline on this.
Okay.
He stood in front of where you were having your sandwich, in front of the couch in our office.
Right.
He stood there for over 5 minutes, not saying anything, while I sat at the desk, going through mail.
You can busy yourself.
Turning on
you
the
can
computer.
Busy yourself with the best of them, too. Because even if you're not really busy at the time, even if you don't have anything, you can sit there for five minutes and pretend something's going on.
Because I, you know, I'll play that game with him all day long.
Right.
You know, and then finally he said something like, well, so we've got cigars, drinks. All right, then, I guess we'll, and then it was just kind of like a, as he leaves. Now, here's where, as soon as he leaves the office, the parade of people come. And I will only out two of them, because I think that their constitution is strong enough for me to state the truth, and they won't worry about getting in trouble with this guy.
All right.
The first is CK, who's the producer of the Junkies.
Right.
He comes in, and he says, oh, my God. He says, I have never experienced anything more awkward than that. He said, that guy told me that he was going to, like, want to hang around with you when you come in today. I told him I didn't think it would be a good idea. He said, oh, that was just the best. It was so awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jeff Hedges comes in, the sales guy.
Right.
Very understated, right? Very Robert Duvall-ish, this guy. He's got his power suspenders on.
Right.
I mean, he is a man among men.
He is.
He's a guy who comes in and can take a situation and size it up.
Yep. He's got a very wonderful gift of language, too.
He walks in.
A very, very good way of expressing things.
And he says, sticks his head around. Boy, I hope he doesn't get mad, but too bad, because it's too funny. First he says, so, you're going to be going to have any of those special Opus X's with him? Because Jeff's a cigar nut like I am.
Right.
I think he kind of knows that you know,
right.
The guy was blowing smoke or someone was blowing smoke.
So
I said, yeah.
Yes.
Literally. I said, yeah. And then he said, you had the look on your face of a man who desperately needed to take an S and no one would let him in the bathroom.
So very noticeable to others.
Oh, yes. And Rob was there. Rob would walk by. And
well,
then
I couldn't because I was finalizing a guest in my office.
Oh, I heard you on the phone.
And
right.
I felt bad because I
at
really...
one point I even screamed.
Okay. Hold on. Can we please stop making Greg Gillespie a punching bag? Don't you think he's taken enough? Really?
Why,
gave me a present today.
What?
He gave me our poster of our ad that goes on the side of buses.
Well, that's very nice.
Can't we stop picking on this man?
At one point, I was looking for help so bad, I heard Rob on the phone in his office, and I screamed, hey, birthday boy!
And there was nothing I could do.
And Rob doesn't say anything back, and now Gillespie says,
it's Rob's birthday today?
I said, yeah, it's his birthday. And thank God, he left the office for 2 seconds.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the walls are paper thin. I hear him go next to him and go,
it's your birthday?
And Rob says, yeah, it's my birthday. I'm on the phone.
You can hear that low end, too, through the walls. You can hear the...
Yeah.
Look at your picture. Look at the picture in your office. The wall's starting to move.
It's like being...
I'm the devil incarnate. I'm the devil incarnate.
Right, listen, I don't trust that guy.
When I finally got into the to your office, he had left, but you look like someone had just stolen your wallet.
I could not have picked a better time to go out shopping.
No, you were the golden boy.
That was delightful.
Just wanted to hang around, wants to be one of the guys. Mm-hmm.
I say you say that you should meet him and then don't show up.
Stand him up.
Yep.
You tipped your hand.
Well, did you get the impression that he's a single guy? Then, if he's like out, just no.
He's got a wife and a daughter, but they've not moved down yet.
Oh,
he's just sleeping in his car.
Gotcha.
WJFK.
Hi, baby. It's Don and Mike. Greg Gillespie, please.
Hold on.
Day two. Gillespie.
It's going well.
The miniseries.
Dizzy. Let's talk to Dizzy.
Dizzy Gillespie. That is his nickname now. Officially, it's Dizzy.
The new program director.
He was just down here, so I hope he's in.
He's coming into the studio.
Okay.
Oh, this is what Dizzy. This is your new nickname.
This is what Dizzy lives for.
Dizzy.
Right here.
Right now. This is where he has wanted to be.
This is where he wants to be.
Since he arrived at the radio station, this is where you wanted to be.
Go ahead. Get your voice
studio.
On the radio.
Look at him. He can't hide it.
Stupid friends hear you.
He can't.
My stupid friends. I told you I didn't know that woman in Las Vegas. She was a client of somebody I used to work with.
Listen to this
guy. He's Dizzy. He's Dizzy Gillespie.
Dizzy Gillespie.
Absolutely.
So since I got to tell you in your office earlier, because I forgot yesterday, you like to go home and drink and smoke a cigar, so do I. Let's go out. I want to come and eat at your restaurant. And you got the banner, too.
Thank you, buddy.
We don't want any contact with you.
Don't you understand it's the nature of your, not that you're not a nice person, we don't know you well enough to know whether you are or not.
No,
it's
I
the
know
nature
not.
Of your position. Yes, I don't trust him either. We cannot trust you. It's impossible.
Why?
Don't you know it's impossible?
What?
Why?
What? How could you possibly help us?
Fish and fowl.
Do you think that like we're going to brainstorm some night and you're going to come up with a great idea for this show? I don't think so.
I didn't say that.
Okay,
yes, so one of the things I was going to say is that I might learn something from you. I don't profess to know everything.
I don't have time to teach you everything, Grasshopper.
Okay. All you have to do is keep your ears open and listen to what goes on.
You know what I'm listening to right now?
What?
I'm listening to A Budding Friendship.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
No, I'm among who?
I'm kidding. You two guys.
You can be, of course you can be a customer. Table. Anybody can be a customer. Okay. I can't prevent you from going in there.
Yes, you can, Mike.
Management reserves the right.
It would be with misgivings that I would seat you.
Okay. What, are you the maitre d'?
No, I am not. But I have table walked before.
Okay.
I have indeed.
Fine.
No, I think the idea of it's just you under. I hope you understand. You've been on radio long enough to understand the nature of the way we feel. It's terrible. And you know this is not our fault either.
That's
this
right.
is the fault of every program director that has come before you.
That's
of
right.
every single one. And I do not take responsibility for this
That's
because
right.
there was a day where we tried to make it work.
In
20 years ago.
Oh, okay. So there's been a lot of people.
Smokey Rivers
before me.
Chuck Beck, Matt Farber.
Matt Farber was here?
Not here. Paging Mr. Herman.
Paging Mr. Herman.
No. Matt.
Jeremy Coleman.
You didn't even get that, do you?
No.
Somebody
See?
Called with
okay.
that.
Okay. You know what?
Scott
right
Scott
there?
Herman?
That's like a litmus test.
Okay.
No. Scott Herman.
No.
Was this guy so friggin' radio? Okay. Do you know anything about pop culture at all?
Sure.
Are you aware of Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yes.
Okay, most of the men in the demographic for the radio station you're programming today
mm-hmm.
have seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Do you know at the very end when they make the movie of Pee-wee's life?
No, I vaguely remember that.
At the end of the movie, a guy called, a listener called with us yesterday. At the end of the movie, the guy that's playing Pee-wee Herman,
mm-hmm.
oh, actually, Pee-wee has a role as like a bellman or a bellhop, and Pee-wee's voice is overdubbed. And he's overdubbed, and he says, Paging Mr. Herman. And it's a super low voice, and somebody called with that about
it. It's one of those things most people would know.
I'm sorry, I don't watch a lot of those movies. You know,
that's like, it. That's fine. See, we watch idiots.
I was more intrigued by putting Sharon Stone's new cross-legged sort of coming-apart picture on my laptop because Basic Instinct 2 is coming out, which I probably won't see, but nonetheless.
Well, here's a guy that loves talking. You love performing for an audience of one.
Well, thank you. Well,
we could not.
You guys.
No, I'm not listening.
Oh, okay.
It would
well, then
be,
I have to go back to work, right?
It would be extremely dangerous if we pulled an Alan Limewand on him. Because I think he'd love it.
He would love it.
Yeah. Well, he'd love it.
You'll find out what that is someday.
Yeah, we don't have to explain it, but it's something we used to do to our old general manager.
He'd love it. Why don't we, what's today, March 8th?
Wednesday, I don't know.
Why don't we plan on talking, let's give it like to May.
Okay.
Have him back on the show in May?
Yeah.
Have him back here where he is right now. Not even on the phone. He comes down in May.
Yeah, in May.
For a, and we'll call it, a few minutes with Dizzy.
Détente.
And is the nickname Dizzy acceptable to you? Has anybody ever given you that nickname?
Sure.
You've had that nickname?
It's not spelled like his, but
okay.
I've gotten it a lot.
Yeah. All right, very good.
And love his music, too. Maybe we can play some.
Together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Well, on the air. Thank you, guys. Back to your show.
We don't want to be your friend.
There he goes. He is relentless, ladies.
And okay, now I'll call you out on this. What is this secret reserve cigar that you bought?
Hey, Greg? Dizzy,
hey.
Come back in. Don wants to ask you about the cigar.
What about the secret cigar that you got?
I don't know. I went to that cigar shop down there in the Reston Town Center area. It's a really good cigar
shop.
He's
new to the area, for those of you that are hearing him hesitate. He doesn't know the area that well.
And asked if they had Opus X, because someone told me they did. And he said, yes, but all we have right now, and I'd have to go look and see what it was that he told me, but it's made rarely, like once every 4 or 5 years, and it's marked as 2005. And he said this thing is going to be one of the best that you've smoked, and enjoy it. And it was not cheap.
So it's marked as 2005, meaning
right.
It was made.
It came out at Christmas time. They do these things like once every 5 years at Christmas time.
And I'm unaware. I'm kind of an expert on that cigar.
Did you save the label?
I haven't even smoked it yet.
Oh, you haven't smoked it?
That's.
Would you recognize it if he brought it down?
Sure. Where's it at? Do you have
we'll
it with
get it? Yeah.
It's yeah. I'll bring
Jeff's,
it.
Jeff's. No, I'll bring it down and you'll break it.
I don't respect you. I do respect cigars, though.
Okay.
I would not if it's if.
Well,
no,
you don't have to hand it to him. You can hold it up and let him see it, so you won't it won't get broken.
Here, look at this. All right, I'll be back.
All right, very good.
Well, you know what? How about tomorrow?
Tomorrow
or in May? Save it till May. I really don't care. Save it till May. Save it till May. We can creep.
So we're not going out to dinner with him?
It's different, and it's different, and because it's different, it's more sinister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how you doing? If you know,
be afraid. I want everybody in this room to be afraid. Be very afraid. He's going to do something awful.
Notice the casual way he dresses as well.
He's going to do something terrible to somebody.
Like
you know what? It's going to start with somebody who's not even involved with the show. It's going to start with somebody. All friends of ours on this radio station, and there are not that many of you, be very afraid.
Be warned.
I'm mostly concerned about the new Basic Instinct. It's coming out. I don't think I'll see it, though.
He's going to do something.
Right.
Legs slightly apart.
He's going to do something bad.
The cigar wasn't.
He's going to do something bad?
Like what?
Count on it!
What a creep. Like a razor blade in someone's apple?
No, you just something. Something's going to happen.
So nothing I can do about it. Yes, I had decided to take it up to management.
See, you're never gonna win in this environment when you're the program director. Really, what you should just do is just what I just said. Just come by off the air, you know, and say, hi, it's nice to meet you. And then, you know, go about your job.
Uh-huh.
But for right now, it's fun. Right now, you know, he's got that feeling he hasn't had in 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually in radio. That, he actually just now felt like he felt 25 years ago.
Pretty soon it's going to be you closing the door. We're going to be in there. I'm going to be eating my sandwich. You're going to be doing your stuff on your phone. And I'm going to be, you know, sitting there. And you're going to be close it. And we're going to have to close it. And then we're going to hear this outside. It's going to be.
Hey, guys. Listen, Don.
Yep.
I got that cigar you wanted. Open up, guys. Come on. Can I walk you to your car?
Doesn't he know we don't want to play with him?
I don't think he's gotten it yet.
Doesn't he know we don't like
Here's
him?
Here's the dilemma. You know what the dilemma is? And this is it. It is, I'm going to say this because it's the truth. He is being so needy right now that it's funny. And right now, you're right. It's at the beginning stages.
Optimistic.
Will not always be like that.
Right.
Just remember, this horrible situation we have right now, that's the best it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. I know. And he's already creeping me out with his phony, nice, want to be your best buddy. Please, like you've not already tried to cut my knees out from under me. Please, like I don't already know that.
Hey, listen, just go about what you're doing. I'm just going to stay here and look at you. I'm going to look at you. No. I didn't mean anything by that. I just wanted to go out for a martini and maybe a cigar. Be my friend.
And that cigar and cyanide. How would that be?
There you go. Oh, my. It's different. That's for sure.
It is.
Yeah.
God. And I mean,
it's different like you'd get an unknowing animal going into another enemy animal's can.
And it's not like he dresses like a radio guy. Because, you know, you've got the radio guys like Lil' J. Stevens,
right,
who imagines that...
He's coming down again.
Well, he just walked
by the
window. Probably innocent.
Look at the look on your face.
We couldn't help
He walked by the window again. He's coming in now. He's got his.
No.
He's got the cigar.
Oh, he's got
no,
it.
Okay. Ah. That is now your cigar, and I don't give it to you to brown nose or kiss your ass, but I give it to you so you can have a good cigar.
No, thank you.
Cost $40.
Wow.
They got ripped off.
Okay.
No. It's a real Opus X. Sure.
I know it's a real Opus X.
They just put a...
No,
take it.
No,
listen. This is very important. I what? Want nothing from you. I mean that. No, I mean, sir, please.
Take it.
No, please. No,
this is it. This is, you've got to get that back in his hand.
Rob, give it back.
You have got to get that back in his hand. If he... Rob, make sure it gets... Thank God. Just make sure it's on his person.
Right, here's the thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, if that was accepted, it would be over.
That is not
the gift was accepted, it would be over.
For those of you who know, that was not a forbidden F, forbidden X. That was not the BBMF, the Big Bad Mother Effer. These were all of these special. That appeared to me to be a regular Opus X cigar that simply had a 2005 label added on.
You accepted that simply to examine it. You did not accept it as a gift. If that happens, that then we're in.
It turned out to be a trick for your soul.
That's exactly what it was.
How much should he have paid for it?
For that, really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe $15.
Idiot.
Rob, be careful, Rob. Be careful, because Don, that could be construed as Don accepting the gift when he took it out of his hands. I just want to give it to you.
No, it's in his pocket.
Exactly.
He got it in his front pocket.
Don't want anything from that guy.
Well, here's the deal. I got no problem with Don or Mike right now. Of course, we're not going to go after them first. That's Speewag. Yeah, the young lad's celebrating a birthday. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Master.
It's scary.
All right, so we got a real cigar. Good for him.
Good.
You know, go out and smoke it.
Go out and smoke it.
Sure, it's good.
Light your contract with it. That's what I urge you to do.
This place. This crazy, crazy place.
Got a bright future around here.
Jack?
Yeah. Yeah,
taking over the good ship WJFK. Pay no attention to that hole right by the water line.
Okay, let me see. Still not started the show, and it's 4:30 on the East Coast.
This has no precedent.
Severin. Yeah, it's Gillespie. Everything under control out here. Sounding great. Thanks. Yeah. Oh, don't mind them. Yeah, they're just a couple of prima donnas. Righto. Gave him a cigar today. Wouldn't take it. Go figure. I'm waiting outside your office door, Don. What do you think of me coming down the hallway to do the show?
Greg Gillespie.
Just call me Dizzy, please.
Buzz, did you order that book on Amazon.com, his book about running a radio station?
Not yet, but I will order it today.
Oh, I can't wait for that either.
Very good.
Guy wrote a book.
We will read it, memorize it, and have him back in May.
That's great. He wrote a book. Well, so did Hitler. Okay? We'll be back to start the show.
Hey, what the hell is that, though? What does that mean?
You know what that means.
That means we can't be friends? You sure?
Sure.
Just a cigar to smoke, that's all. Maybe a glass of wine together.
I'm sure you do.
Look, I don't know anybody around here.
I know you don't. I
just want to get to know you.
No, I hate you.
I don't hate you.
I know you don't.
Love you.
Up it.
I really, really do.
Up it.
I love all you guys. Mind if I hang out? Don't mind me. I'm just going to sit over here and stare at you.
Get out of our office.
You like my red hair? Call me Dizzy. I love you.
All right, Pete Townsend.
Hey, what's that supposed to be?
It's another celebrity you resemble.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Not familiar with it.
There you go.
Basic Instinct 2 coming out, though.
Can't
read
wait
about
for that.
Read about that in the Time magazine. It was very interesting.
We got a break.
Please be my friend.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So what did Regis Philbin see today?
I didn't see Big Pussy Gummit. All right, sit up. All of a sudden, Gilman wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't see Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy? I don't know. Were you holding up that stupid car? Yeah, I don't think so. I didn't see Big Pussy, no. Well, then don't ask me if I saw him.
That might be the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
Regis can get away with that.
Stay classy, Sacramento, with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And we've not officially started the show yet.
That's right. Wow. Right?
We've not done the laughing place.
It's probably because of it. It's Dizzy's fault.
Well, no, it's the boy's birthday.
Yeah, it is. Right.
And we had the nude and the licking and the suckling and the eating of the straw of the starberry.
Yes.
The starberry.
And then we had the jerky program director.
Mm-hmm.
What is this from the email from Andrew Conrad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what he's doing. He's comparing, I guess, sentence structure and what is said. He compares Greg Gillespie to another great man.
Oh.
And based on what they said on the show.
Okay.
Or what Greg Gillespie said. Well, let me just read it to you.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, please look at the following. Greg Gillespie, quote, I'm more concerned right now with placing the image of Sharon Stone on crossing her legs on my computer desktop because Basic Instinct 2 is coming out. I probably won't see it, though. Patrick Bateman. I have all the characteristics of a human being. Blood, flesh, skin, hair, but not a single, clear, identifiable emotion.
Yep.
Except for greed and disgust. Something horrible is happening inside of me, and I don't know why. My nightly bloodlust has overflown into my days. I feel lethal. On the verge of frenzy, I think my mask of sanity is about to ship.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
Another movie that I'm sure Greg Gillespie is clueless about.
Yeah.
You know, it would be great to give him a pop culture quiz. He's the program director of a talk station.
Mm-hmm. Someone's at the door,
Don. You cannot come in.
Just stood for a second. Anybody in there?
No. Oh. Nobody's in here.
What do you think? I am some kind of psycho. Please, let me be your friend.
Candy Graham.
Landshark.
Nobody's in here, Greg.
Okay, I'm walking away now.
Okay, no one's in here.
Bye-bye.
Gotta leave now, Greg.
Sure, I can't come in.
No one's in here.
I just bought a $75 martini. Bye, Don.
Bye, Greg. You're the loser.
Fun!
Oh Lordy! Yes, that's a real sigh from both of us simultaneously when you deal with the program director.
Jesus Christ!
Wow!
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, I just want to say that he kind of sounds like he has a dart in his neck or something.
You know, hold on.
That's true.
Yes, hold on a second. Uh-huh. It's very Will Ferrell, old schoolish. Oh, there I go again with another one of those. Thank you for the call.
Bye.
Another one of those pop culture references that he probably wouldn't get. What, Mike?
I was just listening to see if this guy was going to respond.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
apparently not.
There's a dart in my neck.
Well, I don't know. He just sounded like he has a dart in his neck. You're crazy. I love you, man.
You're crazy.
Hey, you dog?
Yeah. Yes, Greg.
I'm still out here. My dog bites, too.
Hey. Be careful with that.
What are you doing?
That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
You doing an impression of me?
Got her in Mexico. Cool.
Right here. Here you go.
Cool. You're crazy.
They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow!
That was awesome.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's awesome!
Greg Gillespie. Oh, man, there's a dark one. I like you. You're crazy.
WJFK.
Greg Gillespie, please.
One moment.
I'm just going to try to track where he is as far as pop culture. Okay. Cut him a break on the Pee-wee thing.
I thought you didn't want me on the show until May.
Now we just want to get it all out of our system today.
Come on.
Have you seen Wedding Crashers?
Yeah, I saw some of it, but it's, most of those movies, they're in one ear, out the other, one in eye, out the other.
You understand to the audience you're programming, many of them, ourselves included, we cite these words as our mantras. I mean, for you not to know the catchphrases from the best movies of the last, well, hell, I won't, of the last 6 months, of the last year, for goodness sakes.
Really?
Tell me.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, give me an example.
Okay. What movie is this from? Stay Classy, San Diego.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Say it again.
Stay Classy, San Diego.
Beats me.
See, you're a tool. You are just such a tool.
Yeah, but see, you guys obviously are the pop culture show, and I'm not programming your show, so whatever pop culture you use would be...
Hold on. You don't... Jesus Christ. God, you're out of touch.
Greg?
Thank you.
Greg, that would be Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Ron Burgundy and Anchorman.
And Wedding Crashers. You know, I mean, I'm not going to debate to you the aesthetic pleasures of that movie, but you have to admit that for the audience you're programming to, everybody saw that movie. It would be good for you to have a point of reference on it, so maybe you would understand what the DJs are talking about and what the listeners are talking about.
Let me give you another one. I'm going way back now. This is an old movie. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I Won't Be Ignored, Dan.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. What'd you say?
I Won't Be Ignored, Dan.
I bet that one he gets.
I don't know. Doesn't stand out in my mind.
All right, here's a song.
Hold on a second. I Won't Be Ignored. Okay, I'll...
Movies are not that important. Come on, be honest.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Here's the hint. Boiling Rabbit. Boiling Rabbit.
I don't know.
Michael Douglas, Glenn Close. He screws her on a weekend, and then she kills his rabbit and takes his little kid to an amusement park.
See, when you say that, it stands out in my mind, but it's like, you know, I said.
Title?
One of those things are forgettable.
Title of the movie?
I watch movies once, and then that's it. Unless, of course, it's something like, I don't know, The Blues Brothers or Pulp Fiction or something like that.
Who is the star of CSI Miami?
There is a show I have never seen and really don't care.
Again.
Be afraid.
You know what this is like? This is like when we give my brother a quiz about current events.
Greg, what show? Are there any TV shows you don't miss? Any appointment television in your life?
I would say, I don't know, Nip Tuck.
Do you have,
that's not all the time.
Wow.
Do you have any idea what your audience is into? Do you have any idea at all?
Sure. All you have to do is read the newspaper, listen to your show, get on the internet, you know, talk to people, and then take that and use it as guidance, leadership, and so on and so forth. Not only that, I mean, I can go out and take movies now and take
crap.
Did I mention I like Diet Black Cherry Coke?
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
Okay. But so I'll get some production going, and we can play it, you know, with excerpts of your show and, you know, from these movies. Is that okay?
Hey, Greg.
You know, now that's a groundbreaking idea, Greg, to take movie clips and play them. That's not been done.
No.
I want to tell you, that's groundbreaking, and I think you're showing incredible brain.
Busy. Disney, what time is martini time?
I'm not sure it's been done on this station.
Brain activity.
What time is martini time, Dizzy?
No, gosh, no one on this station plays clips from movies.
No. What time do you guys
hey,
done?
Be careful with that. That's the most popular
thing
done on the market.
Hey, how about if we just meet you at your restaurant and we'll have a martini
to them.
Then?
No!
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow!
Yeah,
see, nobody plays clips.
Clips from movies.
He's gone.
It's official. It's official.
What an idiot.
The honeymoon is over.
Really? What a freaking idiot. Now, I'm not saying that you have to...
Come out of the door again, Don.
Oh, Don.
What? Yes, Greg.
I got something to share with you.
What's that?
Go Packers. Go Packers.
I'm not saying that you have to be a fan of Wedding Crashers to be able to program a radio station.
No.
Here's all I'm saying.
I love Sharpies.
If you're right, stop trying to suck up to me.
Well, no.
If you're trying to run a radio station that's programmed to men 25 to 49, have a freaking clue about what those men are at least remotely interested in.
Yep, beat those Cadillacs. Jeepers, creepers.
You're just trying everything I like now. Stop it, would you please?
I renamed my dog.
What'd you name?
Here, Clink. Come here, Clink. Come on now.
What a tool. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Do you think Greg's had his fun now?
Yeah, I think he's done.
Do you think now he's learned his lesson,
yeah,
maybe?
He may be done. It'll be interesting to see.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hung up.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
That guy sounds like someone you would have made fun of for years. And does his toilet seat have an enema wash?
Truman Capote calling, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye!
Hello, Don.
He made fun of me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I was going to, can I make another suggestion for a movie clip that he sounds like?
Sure.
That guy, can you help me with my sofa in Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, that is fantastic.
Good you job. Know what? I guarantee that's another great. Movie. That's another movie he's probably clueless about.
Was she a big old fat girl? Was she a big old fat girl?
Dr. Lecter.
You don't know what pain is. You don't know what pain is.
Dr. Lecter.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Bye. Bye.
Not a clue.
Fun.
Welcome to Pop Culture with Greg Gillespie.
Delightful.
God.
Absolutely delightful.
Scary.
And delightful at the same time.
Nice turtleneck, incidentally. I hear those are coming back.
Yeah.
Mock turtlenecks. They call them Dickies.
Dickies.
Greg.
It hides the bite mark.
I'll wear a tuxedo.
It's great. I thought you were tired of having me on the show. I thought you were tired of being on the show.
You know, the last guy that I worked for that had a voice like that.
Yeah.
You know who that was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Yes, hello.
Hello, gentlemen. Do you know what might be funny for your show?
Oh, everybody's... Are you goofing on the program director? If so, that's okay. Go ahead.
If you could have a sub-intelligent gentleman call in and have him spell various words, that might be rather humorous.
Bye!
That's sub-intelligent.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
That guy is awesome! He's perfect!
Yeah. Yeah, we think so too.
What a horse is that, huh?
He's really. Perfect.
He's perfect. What? Let's see how it goes 6 months from now.
Yeah. See how it goes by May.
You can't overseason your porridge there with it, but
bye.
He enjoyed the seasoning.
We'll see you later.
Bye bye. That's true. Don't overseason your porridge.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey guys.
Hey!
Speaking of.
Somebody was just talking about you, Tommy.
Who? You all were.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you spell Greg?
Greg?
Yeah.
G-A-R-Y.
Right.
Perfect. Gary.
Yeah. How do you spell old school?
O-L-D-S-C-H-O-O-L.
Hey! Very close. Fantastic!
Okay.
How do you spell program?
Program?
Yes.
P-R-O-M-G-A-M-E.
How do you spell NY...
Palm game.
How do you spell NYPD blue?
M-Y-P-D-B-L-U-E.
Hey.
Nice. I'm coming closer with him than anybody else is.
Having a very good day today.
Because you know why?
Why?
I did my show today.
Oh, your cable access show.
Yep, I did my cable access show today.
Hey, Tom, I know you like calling people here at the station. Have you called the new program director yet?
I was trying to get through, and Colette put me on hold. Huh.
Well, you tell Colette,
yeah.
And I'm sure she's listening to us now, she should put you through, and you should call him all the time.
Is his name Greg Gillespie?
Yes, it is. That's it, exactly.
Greg Gillespie.
That's the name.
The program director. Tom, can you call him like every hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Good boy.
Yes?
Can I come in like Robert Ingley Mammon does all the time?
What do you have planned? What would you like to do?
I'd like to come in and do the Survivors thing that we did like last year.
Tom, I think that was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We'll think about it, Tom.
Maybe we'll let you be the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, be the Easter Bunny.
How do you spell bunny?
B-U-N-N-Y.
Oh, it's funny.
You know what this is? This is like the Diary of Anne Frank. It's like the miracle worker here.
Just make a complete spell Easter.
Easter?
Yes.
E-A-N-T-E-R.
See, the thing is...
The answer.
I think he's gotten most of my words.
Today. I know you've been you've been on a wavelength with him.
On the vibe with him.
It's been very exciting.
Tom,
yes.
How do you spell jerk?
J-U-N-K.
Right.
Very good. That's good, Tom.
Down at the jerk yard.
How about Sopranos?
I can't do that one.
Fair enough.
Tom,
know your limitations.
We've not even started the show yet. Isn't that incredible?
That's incredible.
Oh, spell incredible.
Incredible. I-N-C-O-M-E-R.
And how old are you, Tom?
Incomer.
46.
46. And would you please take us to break?
Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. If you're listening live, it's now 5:07 on the East Coast, 2:07 West Coast. Does anybody really care at this point if we play the Laughing Place?
Yes.
I mean, is it really that important?
No, Don, it's not. No.
Your tone indicates you would think otherwise.
I can't believe you're even considering not playing it on today's show. Wow. You know, I guess I just have to get used to things. I gotta get used to being hurt sometimes.
I mean, we're over 2 hours into the show already.
Yeah. I know.
All right. There you go.
Thank you.
Boy, am I in love.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody's
going to laugh in place. I don't know if I have the energy, though, to give the phone numbers and the internet stuff. And I mean, I got to work up for that at the beginning of the show. Here you go, Mike. And now here's your man.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 or 1 and 5. Or noon and 4. Or check your local listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
For you on your birthday. It's the only, like, Nazi song I could find.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm a big fan of After the Fire.
Hey, don't turn around. The Commissar's in town.
Man,
let me do.
Hold this second. Jeff Leonard, that's the guy that talked this up. I'll never forget it.
It's your birthday.
It is.
Don Nazi.
After the Fire.
Hello.
At your house.
I did.
They left the TV, though.
Oh. Hi there.
Hi there. Oh, and here he is now.
He's a lovable character. He's like a Kool-Aid guy.
He is fat.
No, he's just a little floating.
How's your
good idea?
How's your birthday?
Hi, Mercedes. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Starberry and all the ships at sea. They are ready. They are ready to bunk their uglies for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Rob.
There you go.
No more, you're not doing it.
Yeah, I think you gave enough of it. I think you gave it your all there.
You know what I mean?
You weren't motivated to do it, and you did it. You did it for all of us.
It's a whole big production at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's 2 hours and 10 minutes into the show now.
Right. I talk about everybody else being obsessive compulsive, where I think I'm just as bad. I really am.
If you don't know the phone numbers by now, if you don't know that we're on the internet, blah, 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 blah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Denny Crane.
You know,
Denny Crane.
Buy an effing calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at your wrist. Mm-hmm. It's half a hair past a freckle. I know, Rob, you don't have a watch on. That's why
today
I said
the fifth.
That.
Fifth?
Today's the 8th, Mike.
Wow.
Way to trick me into giving the date.
Or
was your watch really wrong? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, I see your watch.
I'm going to need you fellas to come in on Saturday, so if you guys could just go ahead and do that, yeah, that would be great.
Is everybody goofing on the PD now?
Everybody's
bye!
Everybody's piling on. Leave the poor guy alone.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I'm playing Make Me Laugh.
No.
It's radio.
Bye!
It's going to be fine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Hey.
Good, man. I'm calling from Rochester.
How about it?
And, hey, I was wondering if you guys had heard about Bobcat Goldthwait's new movie that's coming out.
Shakes the Clown 2?
No.
What about the Talking Horse movie?
This one
Hot to Trot 2?
It's really stretching the bounds of good taste. It's about a girl who her boyfriend can't deal with the issues. They just previewed it, and I guess it's really going to rock a lot of people's world.
You read about it, Rob?
Yeah,
it was on there.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Bye!
Yeah, Bob.
That's really the premise of the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did do Shakes the Clown.
He did. Shakes the Clown's a good movie. You know, movies.
If you're drunk.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You know what? I bet that Gillespie, not a chance he's seen that either.
No.
In one eye out the other.
I was going to say maybe if you know, because I've already sized him up as a boozer.
Mm-hmm.
I've already sized him up as maybe a PD, not program director, a problem drinker.
Oh, well, we can only hope.
Hello?
It's not a bad thing.
Don, oh, you think he's in the weed?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know,
yeah, hello.
And all the people think he's into age?
Yeah.
Mostly they go in one eye and out the other eye. And, well, they're significant movies.
Hello,
you know, like The Godfather, Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hello, hey, once it hits your lips, it's just so good.
What was that?
We all missed that.
And I guess we
You know, there's
well.
A lot of that happening.
There's a lot of that happening.
There's a lot of hit and run going on today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Drive-bys.
Hello.
Gillespie, I read your book, You Magnificent Bastard.
Okay, we had that yesterday.
Everybody's doing this now. They're a little hit and miss.
Trying to catch up.
Comedy Castle ones, you know.
I think it would be a good idea for all of you people out there to call Greg Gillespie in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a call. You know, I mean, you know, dial 411 and find
it. Like Ken Beatrice.
Yeah, give him a call. Because he obviously has a lot of time on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get out a lot. He doesn't know a lot about pop culture. He doesn't know a lot about movies.
He's friends.
I think Shondell's got the straight hair today. She just walked by the window. I think it's straight hair. Mm. Rob, that might have been for your birthday.
I'm sure it was.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's nice.
You think so?
Thank you, Shondell.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Very nice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh.
To have strawberries with Shondell.
Oh, anytime.
To have whipped cream and strawberries with Shondell. You know what we're doing right now?
Uh-huh.
Right now we're walking down Ass Whipping Lane.
Yeah, we are.
Hi, Russ. Please don't hit me.
Right
boy,
now,
you know what? You put that in our heads now, and now it's not going to leave.
We're taking a big walk right down Beat Your Ass So Bad That You Will Be in a Wheelchair for the Rest of Your Life. I'm talking about this woman that works here and her big strong
ideals.
No, I'm talking about Russ.
Oh,
her big, big, strong
hubby.
Yeah, I'm continuing on strong, incredibly strong.
Powerful.
Could beat us to a pulp.
Yes.
If we discussed Shondell being in the position that Mercedes, the stripper, was in earlier today,
and
with Rob.
I find it completely and totally impossible to get that image out of my mind.
To think of Shondell sitting in that chair nude with the whipped cream
yep,
where Rob had it, and the strawberry right by her daisy.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing.
Are you thinking that right now?
I'm thinking that right now.
Russ is going to beat your ass.
I'm sorry. It's out of my mind now. I'm trying to. No, I can't. Now, God, the harder I try to get it out of my mind, the more it stays. Jesus. Stop.
So you say she's got straight...
Look who's being quiet over there.
I can't...
Look at Mr. Silence over there.
I can't picture it.
So you say she's got straight hair today.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hey, just want to check if your program director played the trumpet.
Did he?
Yeah, did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Bye!
We just stopped.
Still catching up.
Oh, man.
On the opening sooner.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, it's Timmy, your manager over here at O'Mara's.
I have nobody that works in management at my restaurant called Timmy.
Sure you do. Timmy, I know Timmy, your manager there.
Yeah, right.
At your place.
Hey, look around, cafe.
Yeah, what's up now, Timmy?
Hey, we've got a guy who is... causing a bit of a problem here at the bar. His name is Rudy Marchke. He claims to know
Jesus,
not funny.
Everybody, please, all of these calls.
Everybody's trying out for the laugh factor.
What is this, 555 ha-ha?
Jesus.
Welcome to the funny bone. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, guys, I have an idea for the show. Why don't you have listeners stop at a stoplight, hang in the left lane, and see how many people honk at them?
Got an idea. How about we do the rest of the show without talking to any of our listeners?
Bye!
That might be the route to go.
I think so.
You know, and it's our own fault because we got you all worked up.
We did.
Because now you know what a tool the new program director is.
Everybody got excited.
And everybody wants to call and wants to play.
Right.
The new guy's an idiot. The new guy's an idiot.
Feel better about themselves, and we understand
right.
that's the way it works.
I don't know where they get that.
I dig that about you people. Let's let it chill out for a day.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps...
Yeah, that's really fair because making fun of program directors has always made us feel better about ourselves.
Right.
So that's not, you know, I can understand that.
I do think that tomorrow, what I would like to do is just do a little preparation.
Show prep?
Yeah. little quiz for old Greggy.
Front desk.
Hello, Greg Gillespie, please.
Hold on.
Hi, Andy.
There he is, the lifeless Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Get Ben.
Greg. Hello? Hello. Greg Gillespie, please.
It's ringing.
Who said hello after that? That's what I don't understand.
That was Andy again, I thought.
Duh. What I would like to do is set up a battle royale.
Yes.
Hi, Greg.
Hi there. It's us again. How would you feel about taking a pop culture quiz on the show tomorrow?
I could be up for that, but I get to bring questions, too.
No, you don't. No, we are simply gauging your knowledge of current events and pop culture events.
Now, I get to bring questions, too, so we can gauge each other's.
See, this is a program director
no,
at work here.
No. I'm asking you, would you be willing to take a pop culture quiz on the show tomorrow?
Sure. But
thank
again,
you.
I
thank
get
you.
To bring questions.
No, you don't.
No, would you? All right, let me rephrase the question.
Okay.
Would you be willing to take a pop culture quiz on our show without bringing your own questions?
No.
Thank you.
All fair in love and
there
war.
There you go. Okay.
No, it's not.
All right.
No, life is not fair.
Okay, goodbye.
You're going right, to find
goodbye.
That out.
Bye!
It's beginning.
Yeah.
It's the
beginning
turn.
Of the end.
It's beginning.
It's beginning.
That was
it's
a
beginning.
Sharp left turn.
Now it's.
I'm not surprised.
Now it's seeping in. Now it's starting to finally seep into that tiny raisin brain of his.
Wait till behind the scenes he does something horrible. He's going to do something horrible.
Here's my first question for you. How much should I have paid for that cigar?
I brought my own questions.
Listen, here's the deal. There's a reason that Mike and I are in here doing the show, and you're up in your office finger painting. Okay. The reason is, we've already proven what we can do. They bring you in, allegedly, as a contemporary who we are supposed to discuss things with. And it's obvious that you're dying to talk with us. What I'm trying to prove here is how can I have a conversation with you about anything that's relevant that has to do with radio or talking on the radio when you know so little about not only pop culture, but about the very show that's on your radio station?
The door again, Don.
Come on at the door.
What, Greg?
Yeah, I'm outside. Got something for you. Just want you to check it out.
What's that?
Can you come outside?
No.
Can I come in?
No.
I'm wearing a coach's sweater.
Green Bay Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite team.
Just thought you might want to look at it. I've got a bunch of them.
See, Mike, you're giving him way too much credit. Yeah. The guy doesn't know the first thing about me, about you, and more importantly, about our show.
Hey, come on now. I go to your restaurant. Oh, no, you're the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the door.
Who is it? Please, can I come in? Please. We can talk.
You're an idiot.
I brought vodka. Please. All right, I'll go away.
I would love to give a... I'll prepare a quiz tomorrow.
I'll prepare a quiz, too. How about that?
No, you're not allowed.
I'll bring my own questions. Then the answer is no. No.
What an idiot.
Glad to be with you. Okay, time to get back to work. What to do?
Finger paint.
Good idea. Catch you later. Bye.
There you go.
Oh, my.
To get a guy like that, and I think we've already demonstrated, we are not going to have anything to do with him beyond having fun on the show. But my point is...
A lot of fun on the show.
The bigger point that
for
I'm
now.
Making... The serious point that I'm trying to make here is that you've got a guy that's in charge of a station. Hold on a second. I'm not saying that you have to base your life around, gross-out movies or funny movies, but Jesus Christ, how about having a pulse about something that's going on that people are listening to and people can relate to, and more importantly, really, about our show. The guy had no idea that we even played movie clips on the show.
I know. That's scary.
I had no idea.
It's scary because, you know, he might be playing along now, too. He might be coming on when we call him. Deep inside, he's plotting, like they all do.
Well, you'll never
he's plotting
beat us.
Against us.
You'll never beat us, Gillespie.
Oh, they never beat
Gillespie.
Us. They never beat us, but they plot. They make things difficult for people around us.
Gillespie.
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing here? Yeah. $40 for a cigar. And it's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
How about this? I'll sell you a pair of underpants for $100. How would that be? And the movie ass is...
Fatal Attraction.
No. I want. Yes, I know that that's the movie.
Right.
I wanted to come up with a. Oh, I wish
a better movie?
No, no. I wish you could drop the F bomb. Mm. Because nothing shows your stupidity more than we're asking this guy, the program director, about movies. And Mike says, Dan, I won't be ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dan, don't ignore
me. I won't be ignored, Dan, right?
Okay. He's like, no idea. So then we go to...
I mean, I really picked a movie that was such a big movie and such a part of...
Mainstream.
Of pop culture in that particular time.
We go to Boiling Rabbit. Still no idea.
And that was, I mean, that was not just a pop culture movie for that year. That was for a very long period of time where people talked about... I mean, she was the poster child for The Woman Scorned for years.
I'm not advocating when you hire a guy to be program director... And I'll start using that term very loosely. I'm a radio station that the only thing you ask them about is, have you seen these movies? Are you aware that, you know, Will Ferrell is funny? Are you aware of this? But it's got to be more than just,
I know a lot about research, and I like hearing what the listeners have to say.
Norgan.
Hey,
what, Greg?
How about I come in? I got something I want to tell you. If I can run by, could I... Can I be your friend?
Stand outside.
Can I tell you
outside.
Something?
What, Greg?
I'm doing what you told me to do.
What's that? Any
more plugged in. I watched a TV show.
What'd you watch?
Jag. Huh?
Jag's not even on anymore.
Damn it. Okay, bye.
Okay. Oh, God, what a tool that guy is. I'm losing my spot in the show.
It's flustering.
Hold on.
Believe it or not, it's flustering.
You're right about Shondell's hair.
Yes.
It's straight. Mm-hmm. Her hair is as straight as Buzz.
She's looking lovely today.
I would be lying if I didn't at least confess, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yeah.
I did watch American Idol last night. Here's the thing. Haven't you guys...
You didn't exactly catch a great one.
Okay. Haven't you guys told me that, like, the chicks are the talented ones?
No, I said the chicks were hotter.
Because,
prettier this year.
Because the chicks
are prettier this year.
I watched the men sing last week, and they sucked. I watched the chicks sing last night.
They were horrible last night.
They sucked. This was the only highlight. I'm just going to give this to you, because it's one of these chicks who's just so stupid, it was great. Here's Simon. Talking to this blonde, country-haired chick.
You are what's known as a naughty little minx.
Okay, so He calls her a minx. And then here's what this hayseed says to Simon.
That was a good reaction from Simon, so congratulations.
I'm a mink.
Well, a mink.
Mink.
I'm a mink. Mink.
Yeah.
I'm a mink. Again, here's Simon Cowell.
You are what's known as a naughty little minx.
Okay, and then here's dumb Miss C.
That was a good reaction from Simon, so congratulations.
I'm a mink.
Well, mink.
Mink.
Well, mink. You know what you are? You're a receptacle.
Kelly Pickler.
You're a receptacle.
Someone at the door.
He's back.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Don. Yeah. Doing what you suggested, I know who shot JR.
That was horrible.
Hey, okay, I'll leave.
Okay, got a break.
Goodbye.
Got a break.
Don't need to be mean.
Hey, Mike, are you ready for a brand new feature when we come back?
What do we got coming up, Doc?
Here's what you gotta do. First, you gotta talk like this.
Yes?
Buzz, we're talking about Gamer's Corner.
I'm putting down the megaphone now.
Did you say Gamer's Corner?
I did.
Super!
That's right. It's a pinball wizard.
They answer me these questions three.
Everything that has to do with everything that had to do with everything that had to do with gaming.
Gaming, there's nothing quite like it, especially when you take it too seriously.
Gamer's Corner, when we come back.
Hello there.
We'll be discussing little Buddy Sorrell.
No one remembers Buddy Sorrell, but I figured I'd just say hello there.
Oh, I do. When we come back, it's Pinball Machines and Gamer's Corner.
I smell like B.O.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside
Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
Okay.
Dude.
The Don and Mike Show.
Dude.
Still a good day.
It's the best part of that.
When I hear them, I like to fall out. Don and Mike.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Time for some Gamer's Corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know where we found this story. It's some guy in Georgia who's mad that everybody likes video games now.
Sure. And nobody's playing pinball anymore.
Nobody plays pinball anymore. Mm-hmm. So let's call him up.
He bemoans that.
He bemoans the
lack of interest in pinball. I like the mysticism.
You know, my sister bemoans. But she don't do what I tell her to do.
Hello?
My wife, my sister, my bitch, my hoe. Hello there, sir.
Hello.
Is this Kevin?
Yeah.
Welcome to Gamer's Corner, Kevin.
It's Gamer's Corner on the CBS Radio Network. Hi, everybody. This is Don Gillespie, and this is my brother, Michael Gillespie.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
We're very interested in pinball. You think people aren't interested anymore in pinball, right?
Yeah, the numbers are kind of dying down, that's for sure.
You know, here on Gamer's Corner on CBS Radio, we enjoy talking about all forms of gaming, whether it be board games, Dungeons and Dragons, video games. I know you're not interested in
pinball. The update, of course, to the new Xbox 360 system, which has revolutionized quite a bit of the gaming world.
Pinball, we love pinball. We love Pinball Wizards. Here's a question we like asking most of our guests on Gamer's Corner, who are... And are you a game aficionado, as we consider ourselves to be?
Oh, I don't know. I probably. Yeah, I like playing games.
Do you like not just pinball, right? You like the other games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Board
Good.
Games.
Then here's an important...
To a degree.
What's your favorite board game, Kevin?
Oh, jeez.
Can I jump in?
Probably.
Shoot and Ladders.
Or Trivial Pursuit.
You are so wrong. You have to go with the classic Monopoly.
Yeah.
Shoot and Ladder to have some fun.
Or the Game of Life. You're going to go with the kids' game and go with Mousetrap.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow.
Listen, I don't want to sound like I'm squishing into shoes, but what about the classic Mystery Date?
Oh, Mystery Date was a great game. Let's not forget Clue. Clue is good.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
What's the best? What's your favorite pinball machine?
Whitewater.
What's that one?
Whitewater is basically kind of like a rafting theme with Bigfoot thrown in there for fun.
And you know, I like the ones where the balls have bumpers up on top, and sometimes it appears that you've hit the ball into an alley where you're going to
And it won't come down, and then it shoots down.
It comes back.
Tell us about that.
How does that work?
Oh, and you shoot a ball, and it disappears and it shoots back at it?
How does that work?
Oh, it's just a simple coil that you know, there's a hole where the ball goes in, and then a
simple coil
back out at you.
I think I saw that this morning.
We're familiar with that. You're on Gamer's Corner with the Gillespie boys. I'm Don. This is my brother Michael Gillespie.
We know all about gaming, and today we're taking a step back to go really far back and talk with a gamer who likes pinballs. Do you restore pinball machines?
Sure do.
How much time does that take?
On average, probably about 40 hours to do a good job.
40 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's an important question that I enjoy asking everybody on Gamer's Corner. First off, two questions. Answer me these questions three. Do you suffer from carpal tunnel syndrome?
Oh, good question. Does that happen a lot when you're playing the pinball machines? Does it bother your elbow?
No, I have problems with my wrists, but mainly because my day job is a web developer. So.
Second.
You're a web developer?
Yeah.
So you know high tech too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are web developers as well.
We have websites, and we do our own web designing for friends of ours.
Wow, okay.
And we also do silk transfer t-shirts. We do silk design transfers with some of our favorite characters. You know what I love? I love the Dungeons and Dragons. But I'm getting off course here.
Yeah, we got a pinball wizard with us on the show now, a guy that knows everything about pinball.
The name of this show is Gamer's Corner, and this is Don Gillespie.
And I'm Mike Gillespie.
And Kevin Strasser is on the phone. Kevin, can I ask you something now? This is another Gamer's Corner question.
All right.
Have you ever experience the milky sensation of touching a naked woman's body?
Run that by me again?
Have you ever experienced the milky sensation of touching the actual nude skin on a woman's body?
Yeah, I'm married and
I'm...
You see...
What's it like? What's it like?
Neither one of us have.
What's it like?
I highly recommend it.
Oh!
We haven't had opportunity because people say us we're gamers, and we're gaming all the time, so there's not a chance.
What's it like?
Yeah, you know, variety's the spice of life. You gotta fit something else in there.
Have you ever touched your wife's unmentionables? Like when you go like to the hamper?
The unmentionables in the hamper?
Underwear.
Have you ever touched them?
Underwear.
I'm not saying you do nothing with them, but you actually, you can pick them up and say, yeah, a woman was wearing them? Oh, my God, I'm blown away by that.
Yeah, I occasionally do the laundry. I try not to make my wife do it all the time.
I am blown away by that.
Although she might just...
Hey, have you ever seen the pinball machine? It's a Playboy pinball machine. I saw a girl with a pinball machine, and she had big ones.
Yeah, there's actually been three revisions of Playboy pinball machines. They've built three different ones.
Yeah, because nothing gets me more excited talking about girls, unless it's... I was playing Halo last night online.
Halo is a great game.
I was playing Halo.
You ever
on...
played Halo, Kevin?
Yeah, it makes me kind of seasick or something.
No, it moves fast. It does. Yeah, I know what you're talking about because, yeah.
Shoot him up, bang, bang, shoot him up. I'm the level 86. How about you?
I just started. I'm nowhere near where you are.
My
That's awesome.
Was a lot more into those shooting games than I
You have a son?
Yeah.
Okay, that means you have, you made a baby.
Yeah, I've made two.
Man, let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah, how you do
we
that?
We don't get many adults on Gamer's Corner.
How you do that? I mean, we know how you do that, but how you do that,
yeah,
huh?
Wow.
How you do that? You know, I went to a pinball. Oh, I have a serious question for you on Gamer's Corner.
My mom does my laundry. She likes Stratego.
You mean our mom?
Yeah.
Our mom.
I know. I'm sorry, I always tell her mine.
I know, she likes it equally.
Don't fight with me on that again. God, I just said my mom. I know she's your mom.
She's my mom, too.
Yeah, but you don't have to make a big deal about it all the time.
Mom, you're listening to Gamer's Corner on CBS Radio.
I got a cardboard cutout of Stephen King in my bedroom.
We are the Gillespie Boys. I'm Don Gillespie.
And I'm Mike Gillespie. We're in Gamer's Corner talking to a guy that restores pinball machines, and you don't like the fact that people don't play pinball as much anymore. Isn't that right, Kevin?
Yeah,
I hate sharing my bedroom with you.
What's wrong with that? Okay, so we got rid of the bunk beds. Now we're on the same
47.
Level.
47.
I know. How do you think I feel about it? I don't like it either.
I was watching a movie on basic cable.
I'm just glad I got over my agoraphobia.
I'm watching the movie Jodie Foster, The Accused. And in the movie, The Accused, it seemed to me that the pinball machine got a very bad rap. Would you like to comment on that?
That's not a recommended use of a pinball machine.
That's very bad. Very bad things happen. But we watched it again because it was bad.
Yeah.
And we were told not to.
Yeah, you shouldn't think
to. My brother Dom watched it over and over again. I thought it was sick.
I love Tron. You ever watch the movie Tron?
That's a great movie. You ever see that, Kevin?
Yeah, sure have.
You ever see Star Wars, all of them?
Seen them all, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Do you hate Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, pretty good.
Excellent. Yes. High five.
Yes, high five. High five, low
high five.
High five.
That's right. Hey, Jar Jar Binks is the worst character, but Star Wars has pinball, right?
Yeah, there's a couple Star Wars games.
Star Trek pinball, too.
Yeah, there's more than one of those as well.
Yeah.
What about Spider-Man? Is there Spider-Man pinball?
There's a Spider-Man pinball that came out quite a while
ago. How about a Batman pinball?
There's rumors to be a new Spider-Man
pinball. How about superhero pinball? Sorry, I tripped over my own tongue. How many superhero pinball machines are there?
Gosh, I have no idea. There's quite a few. There's Superman, Incredible Hulk.
I'm wearing my wizard robe with a cone-shaped hat and stars and moons.
What's that?
Is your wife pretty?
Sure.
Who do you think the prettiest girl in the whole world is?
Hey, we'll say my wife since we're talking about
Okay, but Then let me ask you.
She's listening, so I got to say.
You know what I got in the room?
Who did she look like?
I got a vintage Farrah poster.
Who did she look like? Your wife.
Yeah, that's a pretty classic poster.
You bet it's a classic poster. Worth a lot of money, boy.
Who did she look like? Your wife.
Who did she look like?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Hey, I got to remind everybody, coming up after the Gamer's Corner, we got the Tom Gavin Show coming up. Tom Gavin's going to talk about werewolves.
Dungeons and Dragons provides me a much-needed escape. It's lonely, being 47, being the host of Gamer's Corner.
Yeah, and you're only a level 2 cleric.
Hey.
Sorry, come on.
Ma likes me better.
I know she does. Okay, so it was my mom. I know it's your
have
mom.
Have you ever kissed...
Don't get all upset.
Have you ever kissed a girl who you're not related to?
No.
Okay, then.
Yeah, you did that one time, but she didn't like it.
Okay, I kissed a nun one time when we was in church. Not a big deal.
I'm a sorcerer with 18 intelligence.
Don't you be sexy. I love Fantasia. Not the one from American Idol.
Oh, the cartoon.
The Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Actually, it's an animated feature.
Spectacular.
Animated features are pretty good.
Spectacular. Are there any Mickey Mouse pinball machines?
Mickey Mouse? Not that I'm aware of.
My brother Don and I have been to Disney World 37 times.
Twice by ourselves.
That's pretty good.
No, thanks. Thank you. I mean,
do you wear knee socks? I do.
Even in the wintertime. Says he makes the circulation better.
I collect graphic novels. How about you?
No.
You mentioned Pulp Fiction. Do you like Pulp Fiction? Not the movie, but the books? It can be erotic.
I find the graphic violence really believable. Didn't you in Pulp Fiction, Kevin?
The movie. I love the movie.
Yeah, it's really graphic. Sometimes, but very, very believable, too.
Sometimes when I get to camp out in the backyard, I go out there with my kerosene lamp, and I get one of my...
That's the time you swallowed your tongue.
My graphic novels. And then lots of times I have things happen to me that happen to men. You're listening to Gamer's Corner. This is Don Gillespie.
I'm Mike Gillespie.
Here's my big brother, Mike.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I was talking to our guest.
Oh, I'm still here. I'm good.
How about my Ving Rhames action figure? Marcellus, vintage, in the box.
Oh, this music means we're almost out of time. Or does this mean we have to take a commercial now, Mr. Rob?
It means we're nearing the end of the show.
We want to thank our guest, Kevin Strasser.
Kevin Strasser, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Would you like to plug anything, sir?
My pinball website's www.pinbots.com.
I sure hope that pinbots get... what?
Pinbots.com.
Pinbots.com. I sure hope pinball gets popular again, sir.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I think the Desperate Housewives are so hot.
Yeah, I wish they had a pinball machine. You see that coming out anytime soon, Kevin?
I don't think so. Not that one.
Desperate Housewives pinball might be a good idea.
Pirates of the Caribbean is it going to be?
Oh,
Johnny Depp!
That is a great movie.
Johnny Depp's a great action hero.
That is fantastic.
He's a great action hero. I have all of his action figures.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Save up for the pinball machine.
That's it. The number two movie is going to be good too. Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Yes.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Hold on just a moment. When we come back, we're going to be discussing controllers. Now, do you like the wireless controller?
No question.
And incidentally, should the green button always be A? Or is it okay to have the red button be A?
You're tapping into a giant controversy there, Don.
And I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but I'll tell you something, brother. When we had that man on.
Yeah.
Talking about his wife.
Right.
That was like sex talk.
Sure was. We're getting real dangerous there.
That was incredible, I think.
I like that talk. Then we get that talk more time in Gamer's Corner.
When we come back, I see that we have Tom on the line, and Tom wants to talk with us about Atari. We'll be talking about Centipede, also about Mythical Command.
I haven't been that excited since Grand Theft Auto.
And what about ColecoVision?
Oh, yeah.
That's all your favorites.
Gamer's Corner.
Hi, everybody. This is Don Gillespie.
And Mike Gillespie. Real excited to be with you. Lots more to come.
Where's Greg? Where's our brother Greg?
He's at the movie store. He's running a new movie. He said it's called The Omen.
He's stupid. Our brother's stupid.
That's okay.
He doesn't know nothing about movies. He still doesn't know anything about gaming.
No problem. Don't worry about it, brother.
But he always likes hanging with.
It's going to be fine.
I've had sex.
Yeah, well, someday. Keep your fingers crossed. I saved our 50th birthday.
I kissed a nun.
Rock and roll.
This portion of our show is brought to you by Breathe Right.
Breathe Right strips. If you have trouble with sleep apnea, like both my brother and I do, Breathe Right strips will help you. But make sure you blow your nose before bedtime. It makes it work a whole lot better.
I don't like picking my nose.
I know you don't. That's why I always say blow, don't pick.
It gives all gamers a bad, bad name.
Yeah, remember that show we did on gamers and bloody noses? They go hand in hand.
Do I? Okay, commercials are coming up.
Very good. Thank you.
Let's go to break. And we'll be back on CBS Radio.
All right, Rob.
Good, I'm tired of talking that way.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to talk to the guys. How do you think it went?
Still there.
Yeah, they did. They enjoyed speaking with you, and good luck with your pinbot. All right, bye-bye. Quote, okay, I suppose.
He was...
Oh, and he liked it.
He was unfazed.
Yeah.
Not even calling our incredible bluff. I'm amazed at that. I am amazed at one point that guy didn't go, what the hell are you doing? But he wanted his pinbot program. He wanted that on there.
Yeah. All right, there you go. And once again, we're able to work the good name Gillespie into the show.
Yeah, seems to be the ongoing
Gillespie
theme.
Gillespie synonymous with everything that's jerky.
Delightful, delightful.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's worth hearing again. Hey, Regis. Did you see any?
I didn't see Big Pussy Gilman, all right? All of a sudden, Gilman wants to get into the mix here. No, I didn't see Big Pussy. He was the only one I didn't see. You see Big Pussy? Did you see Big Pussy?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I didn't see Big Pussy, no.
Well, it's Don and Mike. I'm
Gilman. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny. That was horrible.
Hey.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
Are you really?
And then I sat and really worked it.
Are you a prostitute?
Yes.
Are you a drunk?
Yes.
You've been drinking today?
Yeah. No.
You are in denial.
I didn't deny anything.
Which one of us are you talking to? Me or him?
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
I'm going to.
You are drunk at a tissue level.
Good.
I got a mic. Okay.
That was horrible.
What? Why's everybody picking on me?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, we're here. We answered the phone.
Hi.
Okay, I don't know.
Too late.
They were all lit up, and then they all just, you know.
So, what happened?
I don't
come
know,
on.
There you go. Hit the button.
They
vanished. Teats up. That's what happened.
Top of the world, Don.
It's Johnny Dark, the CBS intern. The
phone just went, teats up.
Teats.
Yeah. Let's see. There you go. Phones are back online. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It happened again, sort of.
We are having, that is a technical deal. I've heard that before.
All right, well.
Bye!
All right, well, while they work on that, we have a picture up on our website today, adonamikewebsite.com.
Yes.
Now, before I show you the photo, Mike, and I know a lot of you in your cars won't be able to see this until you get home tonight.
But check it out then.
Go to today's steaming log, March 8th, and you'll see this picture with the transcript of the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group of people that they're making a documentary about, the BBC. People that the BBC found, they live in Turkey. And, I mean, the pictures, here you go, Mike.
Okay.
They walk on all fours.
Oh, my God.
Now, it's not a joke. It's not a hoax. These are adults who are unable to walk on 2 feet.
God, they look weird.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like their bodies are almost designed for it.
They are all retarded.
true.
Are they retarded?
I'm not making this up. This is a BBC special. They're retarded, and none of them speak because of their undeveloped brains. They have a unique genetic abnormality.
Looks like they're at the beach.
That makes them walk on all fours. They're going to be on the BBC, and they're going to be on BBC America.
Wow.
The show is called, not making this up, The Family That Walks on All Fours, and it will air...
Just one family?
Yes. It'll air next Friday, St. Patrick's Day, on BBC America.
Looks like they're moving along pretty well.
Are any of them in radio?
Wow.
And this guy right here, the one in the red, mm-hmm. kind of looks like John Belushi hiking a football.
I think that's a woman.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I think that's a guy. I think that's a
like
woman.
John Belushi.
This woman has shoes.
She seems like the leader of the pack, too.
Oh, yeah, hold on. And Mike, look at the woman.
To the right?
In the next picture.
To the right, walking along the shoreline.
She has shoes on her feet. Or she has shoes on her hands.
Oh, it looks like sandals.
Yes.
Because she walks on all fours.
She doesn't have shoes on her feet, though.
No, you're right. She doesn't. She has them on her hands.
But she's got real, like, if you look at the bottom left-hand corner, she's got real shoes, like, with her hands in there.
Think of the bonanza for the shoe salesman for that family.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yes.
I didn't know you came from Turkey.
I love Turkey.
Joe.
Wow.
He loves Turkey.
I mean, I can't imagine what the documentary is going to be like. The pictures are fascinating.
Got to be a laugh riot. Are you kidding me?
It looks incredibly uncomfortable.
Retards who can't walk or speak, but they walk on all fours.
They seem to be used to it.
And the one guy in the back corner there is grinning. Mm-hmm. He's having a great day.
They're happy.
Of course, they're all very happy.
Walking
on all fours.
Wow.
Being filmed by the BBC.
They seem to be getting along fine.
Mm-hmm. Walking on all fours.
That was horrible.
That's fantastic. Very interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Yes, your radio is turned up.
You just heard us on the radio, but the phones apparently are back. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
I was just calling. You don't have to put me on the air, but...
But you're on the air. That's why you called the request line.
Don't say you don't have to put me on the air. Why did you call if you don't want to be on the air?
Oh, I thought this was a joke. My bad. Sorry, Don and Mike. Buzz, what's up? I was just calling to let you know, Friday or Monday, had a bunch of people calling in from Baltimore telling you about the 105 station. Well, the only problem is that is you are getting cut off a lot for the basketball games for the University of Maryland.
Well, one of the things I heard them promoting when I was driving through Baltimore on the weekend was
right.
Terrapins basketball. Is that both men's and women's basketball?
I don't know.
Bye!
Does this open up into a double junior suite?
I don't know.
I
thought this was the bridal suite.
I don't know. You know, we could ask Greg Gillespie what movie we're quoting, and we could even tell him it stars Albert Brooks where he loses the nest egg.
Way too obscure.
Not a chance he would get lost in America Albert Brooks.
Way too obscure.
I have tape of the lady who walks on all fours.
Do you really?
Yeah, tape?
Right here.
That's amazing.
Here we go.
Thank you. Born in the 1940s, before the age of television... There was a style of film that audiences really loved.
Lauren Bacall.
Now, maybe you saw her at the Academy Awards.
As she walked down the stage
on
all fours.
On all fours.
It was amazing.
She had a collar on.
Yeah.
William Hurt brought her out.
A sensible pantsuit.
Here she is.
They were black and white with lots of shadows and low camera angles. Called film noir, it was employed by some of the greatest directors of the time.
Yes.
Orson Welles, Otto Preminger, Billy Wilder.
Stand up.
Howard Hawks and John Huston.
Get off your hands.
A few of the innovators
what?
Who gave us a classic look and feel.
John Stewart, get over there.
Has influenced filmmakers
get
of every
off the
generation.
Stage.
Lauren Bacall's on all fours, screwing up the prompter.
Their movies were...
What?
Were a sharp breakthrough. A break in style as well from the major studio pictures that preceded them.
It's hard to read bent over like that.
Their themes of mystery, romance,
Alzheimer's says what?
And cynicism gave us some of the most memorable characters and moments in the history of movies.
Loss of all bladder control says what?
At one point, wouldn't you have been surprised to hear somebody in the back going, come on!
You gotta have to read it!
Jeez.
On all fours.
Jeez.
Oh, Betty!
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I'm here.
You own a strip bar.
Oh. You know, don't ever tell this guy.
Hank's look around cafe.
Don't ever say it. Don't do that. Don't do this guy.
You own a restaurant.
Yes.
Here's a question for you. Out of every 20 workers in America,
mm-hmm.
how many out of every 20 is an illegal immigrant? And now you don't have to use, you don't have to use your business as a barometer.
I don't have any illegal
Hank's
immigrants.
Look around cafe.
Good for okay, you. Well then guess. Out of all the businesses in America, on average,
mm-hmm.
how many out of every 20 U.S. workers is an illegal immigrant?
Two.
Only one.
One. Okay.
Only one out of 20.
5%.
That's a, yeah, that, I mean, percentage-wise, that is a big number.
And what do you think the number one job is that they have?
Construction?
No.
Really? I'm surprised.
That is number three.
All right.
Oh. Janitorial.
Janitorial's number one?
Number two.
Oh,
right,
janitorial
yeah.
number two?
You get jokes? Yeah. No, it is number two. And number one.
Hank's look around cafe.
Food preparation.
Food service.
Number one.
Right.
But you have no illegals at your place.
No, no. Anyone would see that if they show up for our second anniversary on March 17th.
There you go. Okay, now are we square?
Yeah, seems fair to me.
I said my thing. You said
yes,
your thing.
Yes, fine.
So now we're okay.
Yeah, we're well then fine.
All legal Irish immigrants.
Yes, legal Irish immigrants.
That's right. Oh.
All in their 80s.
Oh, hold on. I got one more thing.
Amateur.
That's right. And shillelaghs.
I got something about one of your people that I wanted to bring to your attention. I know what it was. It was Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
Let me see if I remember this correctly.
One of my people.
That's right. Well, one of your good Irish people.
Yes.
Okay. I think we're all agreed that Conan O'Brien is pretty friggin' funny.
Yes, he is.
And
I haven't watched him in a long time. I got to start watching him again.
Andy Richter, when he was on Conan O'Brien.
Great.
Equally funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that reminds me of... Andy Richter reminds me of funny fat guys. When is Frank going to be on the show?
April 5th.
Frank Caliendo's coming back. And he's going to be in studio and do a couple of okay. a couple of breaks with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he was happy that we promoted the Letterman thing, right?
He emailed thanks to both you gentlemen.
Good.
Okay, so anyway, that's unrelated to this. Doesn't this sound like a bad joke to you? Conan O'Brien has written a pilot for a TV show for his buddy Andy Richter.
Oh, good.
The name of the show, and I'm not making this up, it's Andy Barker PI. Andy Richter plays a businessman who sets up shop in the office of a guy who used to be a private investigator. And after his business goes under,
mm-hmm.
he reluctantly agrees that he will take on detective cases.
Oh, goody.
Doesn't that sound like something that would be like a goof on the Conan O'Brien show?
Oh, yes, yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
But Andy Richter, I don't like the sitcoms he's done, but I like Andy Richter.
So do I. I like Conan O'Brien, too. I'm worried about this already reeks of sucking.
Andy Richter has done some really nice guest work on Arrested Development. He's very, very funny.
And Conan wrote The Simpsons back when The Simpsons was really funny.
Again, Andy Barker. P.I.
Uh-huh.
He's a guy that's going to set up like a Mailboxes R Us. Uh-huh.
Barker. Funny.
Bob Barker?
That's funny?
No.
No.
Not funny.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
No.
And I watched that Sons and Daughters show last night that got really, really good reviews.
Oh, yes.
And
was that funny or not?
Was it crazy funny where, you know, the funniest show I've ever seen? No. Did it have moments that really made me laugh? Absolutely. And I will go watch it again because it just is... weird enough and different enough that it looks like it has potential. It's very similar in a way to Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's very similar to that.
Is
and
that
it's actually
awkward?
It's got a lot of the ad-libbing kind of stuff that they do.
Oh,
but it's got silly moments and just the cast itself. They identify them. They're a dysfunctional family. You don't have the standard mom, dad, you know, and the kids. You've got all these like stepchildren and you know women out of wedlock with babies. It's very, very interesting. I like it.
And the last thing about television before we get to Buzz,
mm-hmm.
is that show by Lorne Michaels, incidentally?
I think that's the one by Lorne Michaels. Yeah. Right.
Sad news from the TV, from the world of television. Actually, we would have led with this today at 3
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't Rob's birthday and Rob didn't, you know, lick the whipped cream and do everything else that we had that retarded program director on. It was announced today at CBS Television City in Hollywood.
Try to keep it together. Please try to keep it together.
The Candle King of Queens?
No.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Not making it up.
One man
really
found a way to bring good news to his people.
The Candle King of Queens.
He made it up.
Wow.
I can't go on.
Wow.
You know what Leo said.
Wow. That's big news.
It is. The Candle King of Queens. Oh, my God.
That's pretty amazing. That's amazing news for this show.
Well, that's why Al Gore invented the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd all be able to have those box sets.
Enjoy them forever.
Buzz?
Yes.
Here we go. News and comments coming up. Mm-hmm. Plenty of time. What's on your agenda? What stories do you have for us tonight?
Tonight, a surprising new report says girls on spring break like to drink and have sex. Iran prepares for a good old-fashioned ass-kicking. And your pharmacist has an opinion about you.
Oh.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
For news and comments coming
up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this. More. Listen today, perform tonight. The Don and Mike Show.
Bend me, shave me, fold me, mutilate me. The American breed, everybody. That's here for the American breed. You know, this band, the backup members of this band, later became Rufus.
Like Rufus and Chaka Khan?
That's right.
Oh.
There you go. What are you giving thumbs down? What, because she's colored?
I never said that.
You gave the big thumbs
you
down.
You were really giving your big birthday thumbs down, Rob. I saw it. I saw that big buttercream frosting thumbs down.
Hi there, Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Donna Mike. We begin tonight with the shocking results of a survey by the American Medical Association. Until now, we did not know that 83% of the college women who head for the beach on spring break drink more than usual, and that 74% of them have more sex than usual.
That was horrible.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
That's quite a bulletin, Buzz.
Yeah, I thought it would be. And nearly a third of the women answering this AMA survey said that sun, suds, and sex are an essential part of college life.
I didn't say big pussy, Gilbert, all right?
3 in 4 of the women surveyed said alcohol provides a terrific excuse for activities such as table dancing and public nudity.
No, I didn't say big pussy. You was the only one I didn't see. You see big pussy?
Nearly.
Did you see big pussy?
Nearly 15% spoke of multiple sex partners. 10% spoke of public or group sex.
Yeah.
And more than half the women said they were underage when they made that first spring break trip.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Did I ever tell you about my one time I went away for spring break to Florida? The only time, and I actually went away with a woman that was a really attractive girl that was in the dorm across the way. We had these little like fraternity houses, and she was in a sorority house.
You did not tell us that.
And I didn't know her that well, but she said, I want to go. And we were just talking, and she said, yeah, me too. And I just want to get away, and I'm going to try to play it real cool. Mm-hmm. And I just, I'll get away too. Why don't we just do it? And I'm like, yeah, won't that be fun? Yeah, let's do it. And you know, the whole time, I'm thinking, you know, she's got to know that if we're going down there, something's going to happen.
Right.
We were taxiing in the plane. I don't even remember the girl's name, but I remember the guy's name because he was the president of the house as far as like a resident advisor guy.
House.
And she were taxiing down. She goes, I just got to tell you something. I think I'm in love with Frank Biscardi. And I was like,
wow.
Oh, my God. And I'm just like. I mean, I knew immediately. You knew immediately. He was saying to me nothing, and it was true. And it's the same trip though. I bumped into Larry Zonka and Jim Kick of the Miami Dolphins down in Sarasota, Florida.
Well, there you go.
Bad. That was, and they were drinking. It was, But other than that,
there's nothing worse. Really. So you think you're going to get down there? You're going to get some sex?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
He says I'm in love with.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Frank Biscardi. I'll never forget just one of those moments.
Did you continue?
My fortunes changed right after that. Everything started to get a little bit better in the bedroom front after that.
God. Did you continue the pursuit even after she said that?
Probably a little bit.
Half-heartedly?
But half-heartedly and a little angrily, too.
Sure.
You know, well, I got to go. If you want to go back, I got to go. And she'd just go to the beach every day. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of part company.
Then you gave her to Zonka?
It was. I had Larry Zonka come back to the room. Kick the door in.
You gave her to Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. You know, that those were their nicknames when they played for the Dolphins. Oh. Yes.
But I remember specifically...
Zonga and Kick.
We chose to go to an out-of-the-way place like Sarasota instead of Lauderdale or anybody. And if I'd been in a Lauderdale, it would have been perfect.
Easy pickings.
There were no... I mean, it was old people down there. That's right. That's exactly what
she
it was.
She wanted to go to be alone with Frank.
She wanted to go down just to get some sun. And like, I don't know, have me like as a bodyguard or something. I don't know what the hell. I felt like a eunuch. Sucked.
That's very sad.
Stunk.
Just like when
it's
you
very
were
embarrassing. It was just embarrassing.
It's just like when you went out with Candace Bush now.
Yeah.
And you didn't get nothing off her either.
Yeah, but, you know, I knew that there was that chance and with all my prom dates, with the big goose egg. Pretty women, very little activity, you know. I had my moments. You know, it's not like I was a total eunuch, but that was the turning point. I was a sophomore, and she was a senior.
Well, apparently alcohol is key. The AMA says it did this survey because alcohol affects young women differently.
Never could get her drunk enough.
And more harmfully than it does young men.
Speaking of which, my son, who will be 21 at the end of the month, has spring break coming up in a couple of days here. And
is he going anywhere to where all the kids are going to be?
Well, yes. He's going to a famous spot.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. It's called My Beach House.
Oh, good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Is he going with a gang?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, isn't that better, though, than if he's down in one of those areas where people are going crazy?
That's what, here's where being a
widow. I mean, you hear about weird stuff that happens, and I never did it when I was in college.
Here's really where being a widower sucks. Mm-hmm. Then I would discuss this with Frida. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right. Like, okay, on one hand, what if he just goes down to Fort Lauderdale, and, you know, God forbid the worst thing would be like, you know, well, another stupid kid got drunk and jumped off the balcony of a building.
That's what I think. That's every time I see that.
All right, so then you think, okay, well, if he's not doing that, he's going to be at my place in Ocean City. But on the other hand, hey, hold on a second. That's a nice place.
Yeah.
That's not like a flop house for you and your smelly, pimply friends to come over and drink your Miller Genuine Draft and bone your former high school girlfriends.
But it sounds
like
to me,
I don't know what goes on.
Sounds to me like it'll be a more mellow time, though, believe it or not. A little mellower.
And you're insured.
Because I think when you're down at spring break in like a place like Lauderdale or Cancun or something, they feel almost obligated to act like jerks.
Plus, I got the I got the absolute G-spot, if you'll pardon the pun here, to take all the lead out of their pencils. All I've said to Bart and to all of his friends about going to Ocean City and staying at our beach place for a week or whatever it is I'm going to send Grandma around to check on you.
Done.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Done.
And that was all. I mean, you want to talk about...
Is he still going?
Yeah. You want to talk about it. I'm on the phone with him, and I said... He said, so he was doing everything. He was being so careful. He said,
so, Dad...
Oh, that voice.
You know, his grown-up voice. You don't start your vacation until after St. Patrick's Day, right?
I said, right.
Checking on you.
So, that time when you're going to be, have to still be at home, right?
And I said, yeah, right. I get where you're going. You're going to be at the beach alone.
Okay.
I said, but Grandma's going to come over and check on you.
She'll love to do that.
And you know,
way to go, Big Frida.
And what's great is I've got so many family members. I even threw out stuff that I didn't even that I've not even checked with. I said, plus Aunt Judy will be able to come over and check on you.
Is he still planning on going there? Is it etched in stone? He's definitely going there.
You know why? Come on.
Sure.
The price
is right.
Right.
Be down at the beach. He'll have a great time, and I think it's a better option. It's a better option.
I was always surprised more kids didn't choose where I went for spring break.
Where'd you go?
Stuttgart.
Germany.
Someday, Rob.
Rob, spring break.
Spring break in Niederhausen.
Springtime for Hitler in Germany.
Springtime for Hitler in Spiewak.
Many of us learned at least part of what we know about the birds and the bees at a place in the mall called Spencer Gifts. But in Olathe, Kansas, education may be drawing to a close.
Time out. Who learned about the facts of life from Spencer Gifts?
Mall kids.
Yeah. I rest my case.
Mom, I want to stay a little later. We're going over to Spencer Gifts to look at the silly games that have people doing it.
The city.
Here's a toothbrush. It has women's breasts on it. Where do babies come from?
See, that's how it starts. Okay. And the city council in Olathe, Kansas, has voted unanimously to keep Spencer Gifts and other stores from displaying to minors items, quote, useful primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs. Spencer sells gag gifts, clothing, posters, black lights, no porno magazines, no adult videos, just goofy stuff.
I didn't see Big Pussy Government, all right? Sit up!
The penalty for violating this new law in Olathe, Kansas is up to a year in jail and a $2,500 fine. A concerned citizen, Sharon Hodel, who's behind the Clean Up Spencer Gifts campaign, says, quote, "This is not about me policing adult morality. This is about protecting children."
Go to hell, Sharon.
The weird thing about Spencer Gifts is when you're with your kids and you get into Spencer Gifts because they have Halloween stuff, you got to do, you know what? You got to be like a little rustler. You got to kind of make sure that because there is that. Whoops. They put it in the back. They put it in the back, and I'm like, get away from there. Get away from there.
One of the gifts, one of the only things Julia wanted for Christmas was a whoopee cushion.
Right.
I had to find one, so I went into Spencer Gifts.
That's where they have them.
And the girl with the 40 piercings and the black hair,
oh, yeah.
She comes in, can I help you? And I said, yeah, sure. I need a whoopee cushion. She says, come with me. And we go back there, and she says, they're all gone. And I said, big mover this year. And I got the blankest stare of all time.
Right.
Just those blank, stupid people there.
However, if you want anything related to Kiss, Megadeth,
yes.
Motorhead, I mean, Iron Maiden.
Solar.
I mean, yeah, if you want strobe lights.
Freddy Krueger is a big part of it.
Strobe lights, black light posters.
Goth stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, very popular
Ad
there.
Goth.
And also, then, so you've got your sex part of Spencer Gifts,
mm-hmm.
you have your science fiction part,
mm-hmm.
you have your hairband part,
mm-hmm.
and then over in the corner, you've got like Hello Kitty and The Simpsons.
Weird, very strange.
And then next to that, you've got the chewing gum that makes your teeth black.
Exactly. It's a novelty store. It's like it's kind of like the old traditional novelty shop, but they expand it a little bit, and all of it cheap.
Like the magic shop you worked at.
Like Al's Magic Shop.
Uh-huh.
Except at Al's Magic Shop, they never had pencils that looked like penises.
Okay.
Not back then.
That was in Al's office.
Al's Magic Shop didn't have any porno stuff in it.
When you're talking about your girls,
yes.
That's something you got to be careful of with your kids. With little kids, they go into Spencer Gifts, they see a box on the table, they pick it up, they come running towards you, and you realize that your kid's got like a gigantic penis in his hand.
Right.
That's a ballpoint pen.
That's hilarious.
That has like 8,000 different colors.
It is, you know, it's a different kind of place. It really, it's a weird little place. But that's been around for a million years. You just got to be aware of that.
Exactly.
You know, another good reason you don't want to leave your kids like running around the mall all
the
time.
They'll be fine.
Iran, the one without a Q, has said threatening things before, but today's threat's different. It talks about the United States being susceptible to harm and pain. Diplomats read that to mean Iran might cut off the huge amount of oil it provides to the U.S.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
Their allies. Iran could also make our lives a bit more difficult by sending even more troublemakers into Iraq than it's already sent.
That was horrible.
Why the tood? The U.S. says Iran has enough uranium gas to make 10 nuclear weapons. We and some other countries are trying to get Iran to shut down its nuclear program, which Iran says is for making electricity. As lies go, that's not a very good one. Iran has all the oil, remember? So this time, we're taking it to the UN, and this time, the UN appears to agree. Iran's looking at being economically cut off from the rest of the world if it doesn't chill on the nukes. Iran may also be looking at a good old-fashioned ass-kicking, and this time with the Israelis leading the charge. Israel says if the UN doesn't punish Iran, it will, as a matter of self-defense.
That is such crap.
Which part?
All of it.
Really?
All of it.
Well, set it straight.
Nobody's going to do nothing to these people. But
The Israelis will.
Until
you bet your ass they will.
Until something is done where they really do screw with our oil.
Yeah, but I don't think it has anything to do with us, too. I think the Israelis will in a heartbeat. You will see that happen. I think you will see that happen sooner than later.
I disagree.
I don't think it'll be nuclear, but I think they're going to they're definitely going to go after them.
I disagree.
You don't think the Israelis are going to do anything?
No.
Really?
No, I think it'll be very... I have weird thoughts about Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Weirder thoughts about Iran than I have about Iraq, when it really comes down to it.
Are they dirty thoughts? Are they dirty thoughts about that leader with his dirty beard? He looks dirty, doesn't he?
He does.
He's a dirty birdie.
He does. What an ass he is.
He is an ass. He's a crazy ass.
You know,
he's more crazy than the guy that we went to war to get out of there.
Really, we should just you know, we should
pack it in and, like, shut our doors is what we should do.
We should just A-bomb them all. Oh, God.
You've been listening to Jay Severin.
That sounds like the Jay Severin show.
No, I've mentioned this before. Uh-huh. Simply countries that start with the letter I.
Ireland, Iceland.
Okay, so you're going to have, you know what that's called? Collateral damage. Collateral damage. Yeah.
And you always remember Ireland and Iceland, Buzz. That's always
England.
The letter I.
What?
England?
That's E, dummy.
Collateral.
Even Vice President Dick Cheney is promising, quote, meaningful consequences if Iran doesn't stand down.
Tell him to shut up.
And remember, he shot a guy.
Now, listen, here's the thing. Here's, I guess, my point on this. We don't have the balls to stand up to Iran because of the oil. That's why. We're not going to get serious with it. They could build 100 goddamn nuclear missiles, but as long as they're giving us gasoline, we're going to go, okay.
Well, what are we going to do if we do stand up to them? We're going to go in and do what we did before? We're going to go in and have you know, our guys getting killed all the time? I don't know.
No, what we should do is become a nation of bicyclists.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. No.
Cycle to work and walkers.
And Rob?
And I don't mean like walking. I mean like real walkers.
The good news is?
Yeah.
You will ride your giant, what do you call those?
Unicycle.
No. Those big, those things like in Chinatown.
Rickshaws.
Yeah, rickshaw. Uh-huh. You get a big rickshaw, you have to ride to my house first and pick me up, then you ride to Mike's house every day.
What about Segway scooters? Will you allow those in your new one? This is, of course, under You're the King.
Those are electric.
This is it.
Is electric power?
Uh-huh.
Yes, absolutely.
Battery power.
Batteries, right.
But the price has got to come way down on those.
Segway
scooters. Mm-hmm. And also, I need spinners on mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be cool.
On my Segway.
I like that.
But yes, what we should do is just get rid of gasoline,
okay,
and then we would have the balls to say, hey, guess what, Iran? You're a screwed-up country, and we still don't forget that you took our hostages back in the 70s.
Right.
So F you, ERA bomb.
A stroll through a garden of condoms when we come back.
We don't need no stinking gasoline.
No.
Well, I need some gasoline.
Well, for now, just a tank full.
You still get to drive?
Yeah.
So I don't need
Foreign Policy 101, if we're keeping track here, that's nuking every country that begins with an I, collateral damage, Ireland and Iceland, and also no gasoline.
Except for not.
Yeah, except for me.
You'll have a big SUV. Well, the King's car. Presidential limousine.
Chariot.
With spinners.
I will drive one of the cars that they drive in the monster truck and tractor pull.
There it is. Yes, yes. Who is that? That's the president. Don't you see the letter G on the side of that?
It's going to be very much like in Mad Max. Uh-huh. You know, or hold on, not Mad Max.
Run, Bartertown.
Oh, Escape from New York.
Right. Yes.
Oh yeah.
I hate mentioning all these movies that Greg Gillespie has no idea what they are.
Or as you like to call Escape from New York, The Perfect World.
Mm-hmm. My America.
My America.
My America. Rent it. Own it. Learn it. Live it. Know it.
It's nice. Everything's dark and it's kind of smoking everywhere you go.
Adrian Barbeau has got the boobs that just don't stop.
Time for another swim.
Yeah.
And, hey, let's not forget Ernie Borgnine.
He has them, too.
He does, too. Beautiful breath.
Buzz, what's next?
A stroll through a garden of condoms.
Oh, okay, right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting Butterball Naked, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Once again, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
You know, I've got the button pushed over here, Buzz.
Hi. You have to slug it a good one, and then it works fine.
That works for you, right, Rob?
Yeah, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
you didn't even hear.
I didn't have headphones on.
I was talking about your wife.
Oh, God, hit her.
He did right away.
Sure.
He didn't even have headphones on.
No, he knows. He knows by heart.
There you go.
Just like learning a nice guitar solo.
There you go.
Finally, it may be a new record. In Ohio, a man's been arrested for making 2,623 obscene phone calls across 8 counties in 20 days.
Michael Source.
I've got a lot of time on my hands.
43-year-old James Hood made all of his calls between 2 and 3 a.m.
Greg Gillespie, what are you wearing right now?
Each time asking to trade money for sex.
Yeah.
Hood lives just outside of Columbus in a town called
licking. In Cape Coral, Florida, Bob Payne has grown weary of watching people have sex in the parking lot of the yacht club next door. In fact, he's disgusted by the used condoms left behind. Oh. So to finally get action on his complaints, Bob planted a used condom garden.
Oh.
Condoms on sticks, along with the flowers poking out of the soil and the median that holds the yacht club's welcome sign there on Dolphin Drive. City employees have since removed
this
the bright...
This is Robert, the angry mailman for the Don's and Mike show.
City employees have since removed the bright blue condoms and put them into biohazard bags. And this was no shoplifting accident. In Spring Hill, Florida, 34-year-old Rodney Covington has been arrested for trying to walk out of the cash and carry with a block of Gouda in his back pocket and a 12-inch pepperoni stick in his shorts. When the manager approached him, she says he raised his shirt tail, exposing the pepperoni. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No, we really, real pepperoni. You weren't just putting another word in.
Yeah, no, real pepperoni. You know what I mean.
So he had... Oh, no, I don't know what you mean.
Exactly.
He is a dirty newsman.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
How damn you are, Buzz. Did you get that? Dirty stuff?
I don't like that.
You know, because I've heard... In certain cultures,
yeah.
Pepperoni is the same as saying, you know, your thing.
Oh. Penis?
Well, there you go. Now everybody knows.
Hello, Domino's? Like a large thin with penis?
Ow!
We'll see you tomorrow.
Good day to you.
With a new episode. Good day to you. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you, birthday boy. Happy birthday, Robbie.
I want to say hello to Mercedes and all my fans.
And I want to say hi to Rob's wife, Carrie, who's going to give Rob a nice... Big ass whooping when he gets up tonight.
Give him one fur.
Hey, Don?
Greg, get out.
See you tomorrow. Buddy. Love you.
When we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.